Good evening, wonderful people. Great to be your friends, wherever you are, on this very planet once again, on this very day, a very murderous day, a day flowing with blood everywhere, mayhem, burning, as everything that is complete breakdown of law and order here. If not for the timidity of the people, their incoherence, their inability to articulate any particular stance, any other part of the world, this place will be boiling by now. The condition is right for a revolution, but the people are too cowardly to do anything about it. That is why the zoo is still surviving till now, because from what has happened today, it's been unbelievable. People are dying every second, every minute. They are burning down buildings. They are shooting people dead. They are intimidating. Everything that is supposed to go wrong has gone wrong here. And on that very note, I welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are on this very planet, at this very precise point in time. We are Radio Biafra, we are live and we are direct. And I presume that humanity is listening. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you in the far eastern part of the world. Once again, it is my delight and pleasure to welcome you, and I will then ask you, please, especially those of you on CHK 97.6, to go out and welcome other people as well. Tell them we are live and tell them that the zoo is vibrating. Tell them that the Ifajin of our time is under serious pressure to deliver on the money they gave to him. Waziri made a promise to the zoo that he will try as much as possible to destroy Radio Biafra. We are still live on the air and they are asking him to refund the money they gave to him to stop us. He can't afford it. So he has gone into, I don't know what I would call it, perhaps his own very crude way of blackmail. But he doesn't know us. We never ever succumb to blackmail. You must understand that. If you are not learned enough, this is the thing about Igbo people and freedom fighting. You people are not cut out to do because you are dishonest. You are dishonest. That is why none of you can do freedom fighting up until now. You can't do it. Because it requires discipline, application. You have to be thorough. You don't move. You don't change from your stance ideologically, philosophically. You don't bend anywhere. Do you know that Igbo people in Lagos masquerading as freedom fighters? And you ask them, are you a Biafran? They'll tell you no. They believe in Nigeria, but they tell you they're fighting for freedom. It is that level of inconsistency I don't understand. I want to restructure Nigeria. I am a freedom fighter, but I'm campaigning for a political party. I am a freedom fighter, but then again, I want to thank Jonathan for giving our hero head of state burial of Nigeria. This whole nonsense, the more I think about it, the more sick I become. I feel very... I actually want to understand. I never knew before now. I knew that Igbo people are not freedom fighters. I know that for certain. They are reactionaries, not revolutionaries. I know that for sure. Until something affects them, they don't react in good time. That is why I have been agonizing and thinking. Why is it that people after people, group after group, everybody is fixated on money? Why is that? Why is it that everybody, if you ask somebody, come, let us go and protest, they are thinking, oh, how much are you going to give to me to come out? Because for you to suggest something that will be useful for everybody means you're getting something from it. It is that mindset that worries me. That is why I say sometimes I'm not an Igbo person. I'm a Biafran. Because I think differently from most of you. I think very differently from most of you. Some of you come and pretend you are Biafrans, you are freedom fighters, but in the end, you are looking for something. You want something to come out of it. You want material benefit out of it. But you came and you claim you are fighting for freedom. But behind that, you're looking for something. That is why you produce criminals like Owazirike, who deceived you. Because that is what suits you. You love lies. That is why lies will keep coming. a freedom fighter campaigning for the president of the country that is occupying his own land. And having a few thugs, ill-educated, running all over the place. Those of you promised Commissioner for Police, Commissioner for Health, you have not fought against our WhatsApp people, have you? Radio Biafra is battling Nigeria every blessed day, the zoo, our WhatsApp full and Yoruba, every day to a standstill. None of you could do it before we came. Or before Chukwu Abiam asked us to come. And that is why this night will not be an exception. Chukwu Abiam will accept every praise, every thanks, every offering, every adoration, every adulation, every honor and every glory, because we fight this very fight that his name can be glorified forever and ever. Not because of any of you, not because of your righteousness or your goodness, Chukwu Abiam will give us Biafra because it is within his gift to give. Nothing more, nothing less. It doesn't matter what you do. If you like, you support. If you like, you don't. Some people say, we have to be united and speak with one voice before Biafra comes. I tell you, you don't know what you're talking about. It means you don't know what Biafra is. We need to be one. United and one, of course, unity is key. But what is more important is ideological consistency. You don't change. If you're a freedom fighter, you are a freedom fighter. If you are a politician, a racketeer, and a mobster, you go and do exactly that. That is what the mafiosi does. They think they can use... People don't know who we are. They don't know how consistent we are. They doubt our tenacity. They doubt our robustness. And I said that more is coming. We have acquired a printing press. By the time I start with you with printing press, you will run away. You get so bad also. And your so-called useless vultures around you are the ones who are going to kill you. In your next life, you will not come and steal with the blood and bones of nearly 6 million people. You will see something in this life that you've never seen before. All of you, for nearly 15 years, jumping up and down. After 15 years, the only thing you came up with is to go and vote for Jonathan. Freedom fighting, in the name of freedom fighting, one. Jega must go. That is all you can come up with. Monkeys and baboons comes to mind. We welcome everybody who is here, who is all over the Zoological Republic, all over West Africa, all over Africa, all over Europe, North America, South America, in Australia, in the Middle East, and in Asia. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. It is our duty and responsibility to do so. We are on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. Not even during the time of the war between 67 and 70 did you have daily broadcast from Radio Biafra that the whole world can hear. That is something that we have been able to do. That is something that we have been able to accomplish. That I know that other people cannot and will not be able to do. Unless the spirit of Chukwu Abiam is with you. And that is why we remain eternally grateful to him for making it possible for us to praise him with this very wonderful gesture that we're presenting to the whole world today. That everybody has, of course, accepted it. Hook, line, and sinker, that here we preach the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Everything you need to know is here. We don't hide anything. Everything we make very, very open. And our enemies are falling one after the other. Look at all of them. You doubt us and eventually you fall. In the end, we win. That is only one outcome that is guaranteed. And in the process, of course, they will be laid to waste. Laid to waste. Freedom fighters voting for PDP. Chineke wakuna okundiyoshi. Wazuki, go and pay them back their money because we are greater than you. Those that gave Wazuki money to stop Radio Biafra, go and collect your money back from the thief of Okwe. In the name of Biafra. Ndiyoshi. You think we cover nonsense here? Do you think we cover rubbish here? If you do well, we praise you. If you misbehave, of course, we castigate you, especially when you're standing on the bones of the dead. to enrich yourself and your family. Criminals in the name of Biafra. We don't condone such rubbish here. And we can never do that. Our lines will open later, and when it does open, we have two lines, one Skype, one Viber. We are also on WhatsApp. If you want to call us when our lines open, the number to call will always remain 081-738-13596 or 0902-150-7326. We are live and we are direct, and the time here now is 8:15 PM in the evening. I understand the time in London has also moved forward, so in London it is also 8:15 PM in the evening, wherever you are. If you look on your clock right now, it is 15 minutes past that very hour where you are. It can be 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4. It doesn't really matter. It is 15 minutes past, 8:15 where you are. That is how you know we are live, we are direct, and that humanity is listening, because the whole world listens to Radio Biafra. I can tell you that categorically. We are also reporting this very evening that has been a report made available to us that all the newspapers and journalists that held a meeting, is that correct? And decided not to mention Biafra, is that correct? The journalists of the zoo, the newspaper proprietors, and those of them that own TV stations, because of our successful outing yesterday, they said they will not mention Biafra. Funny enough, one of them also called us to tell us that they had a meeting, that that's what they decided. The same way that the state security services in Abuja sent Fulani headsmen to look for Radio Biafra. The same way we know that Owasrike was given money to do all he can to try to bring down the work that Radio Biafra is doing. But we're greater than them, because very soon we are going on TV. They must understand that very well. And our propagation continues. Instead of us to retreat or shrink, we only expand. Because Chukwu Abiama wants us to do what we do, because we speak the truth. There is nobody who can prevail against the will of heaven. Because you know one thing is that darkness never defeated light before. I gave this analogy the other day, and some of you are now without NEPA. I want you to go into your room, it's very, very dark, and strike a matches. You see what happens. You will see the way that darkness will run away immediately. Immediately you strike, you bring light in. But do you know, as long as there is fuel, because anything that burns in life, together with the passion we exude for our country, Biafra, anything that shows light must be fed petrol. Do you know that? Anything that gives off light, there is a battery, something is powering it. It must get energy from somewhere to make that light to shine. Are you aware of that? Including the sun. The sunlight you see every blessed day is as a result of nuclear reaction. Do you know that scientists, we are worrying that the sun will soon one day run out, because anything, there is a natural theory that anything that burns, that gives off light, something gives it energy. And one day that energy source must finish. That is why you know that Chukwu Abiam, because it never finishes. It's been going for nearly a billion years or so, according to their worldly calculation. And the sun is still, it's even getting hotter, isn't it? Do you know that once the sun is out, you can never ever manufacture darkness under the sun? Do you know that? There can be shadow. Do you know you cannot have total darkness wherever there is light? It is impossible. But if you bring light into darkness, what happens to darkness? It runs away. That's where you're running. You see, we have come with the light of truth and honesty. And you will keep running. You will keep making a jest and fun of. Go and pay them back the money you took from them, because you are a political contractor and a mobster. You remind me of Yoruba pastors. Some of you went to Yoruba churches today fooling yourselves. Mind you, today is the wrong day to worship Chukwu Abiam Makadega Mama. You worship him on the last day of the week, which is Saturday. That's a debate for another day when Biafra comes, of course. I did promise you that. Right now, this very second, some of you, of course, you have doubt. Because predominantly, most of you are Igbo people. It's in your nature to doubt. The Igbo is in your nature, and that is why you are last in the zoo called Nigeria. Some of you don't know this, but I will tell you. Do you know the reason why they will consider every other person for the presidency but not you? It's because of your brain. You think you're smart, but you're not. Individual brilliance and intelligence, of course, I give you that. But when it comes to articulating what is called a collective interest, you people fail woefully. That is why today, for you to be somebody who is responsible from Igbo land, you have to live in Lagos or in Abuja. And you have to be answering, sir, to either an Hausa man or Yoruba man. And that is your lot. That is why you are suffering. That is why you are in pain. And I believe for some of you, especially those in Aba, that is why Chukwu Abiamah has heard your prayers and will come out. BBC has been reporting on the elections in the zoo. Al Jazeera the same as CNN. I've been monitoring them. Do you know they are not calling any results from Biafra land because of the almost non-existent voter turnout? Are you aware of that? That they are not calling the results from here in Biafra land because people did not vote. So they said, have they voted for 3 days before in this zoo? This is the first time they said they will vote for 3 days. That they will keep voting until they have rigged enough or satisfied themselves enough to say the elections was free and fair. And as I told you, have you seen the report from the European Union? Oh, it has come out. Exactly what I said. Although there were delays in bringing the ballot boxes, that they are congratulating the zoo monkeys and baboons for how they conducted themselves in the elections. It was exemplary. They were very patient, waiting for the card reader to read. They were waiting for... Hell! I don't want to come close to this place. I have had to endure enough ignorance in this lifetime. I don't want to come close to this place. The level of ignorance here is mind-blowing. INEC offices are burning down. How many people died today in Ihiala? Three today shot in Ihiala this afternoon. Babu Haha here live and direct. Andioba, is it Andioba or is it Azayoba? What's his name again? Andioba's car. Was it not damaged? Bulletproof car. They shot it to pieces. Only that it was bullet. That was why he survived. Ihiala today. Live and direct. Every journalist is aware that INEC office in Igwacha, in River State, one of the, is being burnt down. People are protesting on the streets of Port Harcourt. That everywhere there is rigging. You come out and you say that people are... Chineke no nye bare bikon. I think that they know I'm home, and somebody somewhere in Nigerian media, they want to drive me mad. I think somebody somewhere, they are doing all these things so I can go mad. Because when I see the truth and somebody is lying, I don't know. I want to go crazy. People are dying. They are seeing the dead bodies. They are seeing people dying. INEC officials. I think is this something here that they abducted people today? The INEC, the ad hoc staff, is it? Yes. The same place? Yes, the same place. They kidnapped them. Or was Ricky style? Until they thumbprinted everything there and they released them. After seeing all those things, a human being will come out and say that the election was free and fair. And you're telling me that Chukwu Abiamah will forgive her. No wonder Africa is so poor and back. Do you know the cream that Michael Jackson was using? I want it. I want that cream from Michael Jackson. Yes, now, come, let me. I might as well be white. I want to rub that cream. what I have seen, I am accustomed to seeing nonsense in Africa. I am widely traveled. What I have seen here this time around, I remember Chief Justice P.K. Nwokedi. I met him once in London. And during our conversation, I remember what somebody said in that comment. The person said, if I had a choice in front of my door, I would write, no Igbo man welcome here. Now I know the reason why. Now I know the reason why. I'm telling you the truth. You performed very well yesterday by not voting. This is not to cast any aspersions on your integrity because you did very well yesterday. There is a sizable, significant minority of us who are just evil. The embodiment of evil. Okwuasi. Lies and deceit. Lies and deceit. The amount of evil in this land is the reason why we have not seen the light. That was the reason why Insibidi had to disappear. We never knew we had pyramid at Udi. Chukwu Abiama brought darkness. Kisi Uanyi. But through his mercy, we have continued. Hopefully, by his grace, we will be redeemed. That's my only prayer and hope. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra all over this very planet. Of course, the zoo, police, the zoo, army. Who else is looking for me? Even Catholic nuns, are they looking for me as well? Both witches are looking for me. Oh God. Some say I live under the water. They were discussing in Aba that because they cannot find Radio Biafra, they can't find me. And that somehow I am a witch, or is it a wizard? I'm working a wizard called witch. Wizard. Chukwu Abiyama, we praise. I have come to do the work that heaven sent me to do. Are you doing what you are? Of course, some of them, like the Ifajuna. Ifajuna was sent by Ekwensu. And you have to do Ekwensu. If not for what some of them are doing, we wouldn't know that the mercy and the grace of heaven is with us. That's how you know. That no matter what these idiots, illiterate, uneducated, uncultured, uncivilized vagabonds do in the name of freedom fighting, they still fall. Did you see the pictures of IPOB meeting the Prime Minister yesterday in England? Did you see it? At Downing Street, submitting a petition? As I told the idiot, that is called high-tech freedom fighting. As I'm speaking now in Biafra land, people in Argentina are listening. You couldn't do it. And we're here. Instead, we are building hotels and hostels in the ocean. You know that those people that were shot dead today, somebody sent them. Is that correct? Was it the senator that shot them, those people? It was the thugs that they sent. Are those thugs going to Abuja as senators? They are not going to Abuja. The senator is going to Abuja to open more foreign bank accounts. But there is a local thug in the village, Agone Bukambowa, for nearly 8 years hunger. Somebody came and gave you 5,000 naira. Well, is it 1,000? Okay. The price has come down. For 1,000 naira each, and they give you a pump action, they ask you to go and kill your fellow person suffering as you're suffering. And you go. This your Chukwu. I'm going to do a special prayer. I won't say prayer, I'm fasting because I have fasted so much and been so hungry working for my country that I developed ulcer. So I will not be able to. But what I'm trying to say and point out is this. If you people want Biafra to come, you have to be honest and truthful. Regardless of the consequences, it doesn't matter what happens. Even if it leads to your death, is Yoku, you must be speaking the truth all the time because without it, you're finished. That is why, from Nnamdi Azikiwe, the Zeke of Africa, from being the top civil servants in the zoo, the best performing people all over the place, today you are begging to open your shop in Katangora to sell fancy. When you are a graduate, some of you with 2 or 3 degrees. Why do you think an Hausa man like Jega, who the whole world knows is incompetent, cannot run an election, but he's there? Why? Because heaven is punishing you for your wickedness, your intransigence, and the fact that you embraced evil. You prefer darkness over light. That is why. When our lines open, we will make the impossible become possible this night, because this gospel will be preached in truth and honesty. As always, without fail, tell those of them around you to come to you. Honestly speaking, there is no good news here. The headlines, the accompanying news summary, is once again going to showcase the zoo for what it is. There was a meeting. They rang us. What time did they ring today? Where's the gift? What time was it that they were? What time did they ring today to let us know what they're saying? There is a conspiracy that Radio Biafra is in Biafra land broadcasting. The whole world is hearing. It's causing problems everywhere for them. So they had a meeting and said, no newspaper, no television should mention Biafra. I'm telling you as of today. So instead of them to say that people sat at home and did not vote because of Biafra, they have now extended the voting. Is that okay? Obi Jackson. He's the man running that sent the talks to Kilande Oba. He's the one fighting with Andy Oba. Is that correct? And he's Andy Oba's opponent, and they killed 3 people today. As I told them, some of you will be alive on Friday. Some of you listen to Radio Biafra, but today you are dead in the mortuary now, about to be buried. And as I told them, then your parents should prepare to bury you. Do you think that Obi Jackson will bury this person? Igbo people and politics of the zoological, it turns them into wild beasts and animals. Wild. I can't begin to fathom it. They tell you they love you, but 3 of your sons are dead at Ihiala this evening. Why? Because 2 Igbo men are struggling. Who goes to Abuja? Oh, Chineke na merendi ebere. Am I from this place? Because I'm no longer sure. At this, I'm not sure anymore. I'm telling you, I feel it's a disgrace. The way we behave is a disgrace. Is it Obi or Obi? Obi Jackson. From Okija. Fighting Andy Oba. Laying waste to our children they could not give employment to. News headlines are coming forward and accompanying news summary. When our lines open, the Skype will also be open. Right now, we are live. Please, this is not a recording. We are live because the time now is 27 minutes to 9 p.m. here. 27 to 9. So we are live and direct. Insecurity. INEC postpones election indefinitely in 18 polling units in Yobe. I told you, you cannot hold. Did I tell them they cannot hold election in Yobe? Did I say that on Radio Biafra or not? Did I not say it on Radio Biafra? I said you cannot hold elections in Yobe. Boko Haram, they are there now. So how can you? Today, INEC have now suspended elections there indefinitely. How can you then declare a winner without these people voting? Or you rigging it there? Because before they would say, right now, I think they told me even at Immaculate Heart, and they are rigging it all day today, was rigging there. They are stuffing ballot boxes everywhere you go to. But they couldn't even stuff ballot boxes here. In Yobe State, as I told them. You cannot vote there. You cannot vote. It has happened. they have suspended elections there. As I said, no headline is so nice, though. Everything here, we are letting the world know. Because what they want to do is they are relying. Let me tell you what the British are doing. The British are counting on the fact that because Radio Biafra is presented by more or less Biafran people, Igbo people, that Igbos will not believe them. Awosa knows this very well. Yoruba is counting on it all the time. It is far more easier. That is why you go to Yoruba churches than Igbo. It is far more better for an Igbo person to believe a Yoruba man, Awosa, than to believe their own. And of course, they have a good. If I say, after all, we supported. Somebody wrote me a message and said, please promise us you won't be like. Even one was even cursing me and saying, I will support you with everything I have, but if you become like Owazuke, may you die. I said, amen. I can never be. I wasn't born hungry. Owazuke comes from a very poor home. Wretched. Poverty has levels and degrees. Poverty stricken. Mind, body, and spirit. There are the ones you take into a supermarket, they wouldn't know what to take. They will tell you, oh, can I take the whole shop home with me? Poverty. Thank heavens, I am not poor. Never, ever poor in my life. Never. They are banking on it and are succeeding. They know that an Igbo man cannot believe what Radio Biafra is saying. Because of that, they had a meeting today based on your nature. Journalists had a meeting based on the nature of an Igbo person. What was the outcome of the meeting? There was no election in the Southeast, especially because they called for a boycott. Because it relates to Biafra. If we say that they boycotted it for Biafra, the whole world will know they said no to it this afternoon. But do you think we are deterred? The answer is no. Because yesterday we told the British government, we told the German government, we told UN that we are not voting. So this evening we are reminding UN and everybody else listening that the reason why they cannot call for any result from the Southeast is because we boycotted elections here. They are waiting to see if 4 or 5 people can turn up so they can say they voted. How come then that BBC is showing you voter turnout, including? Have you not seen the pictures of 4-year-olds voting? Who hasn't seen it? Everybody, the whole world has seen. Yet, the white man, they've closed their eyes saying, oh no, it went peacefully well. This Yoji, black people. Black. No wonder. Now, because I was thinking to myself, in the main, white people are very fair. If you work very hard, they promote you at work. They don't really care. You go for an interview and they tell you, oh my goodness me, you're very brilliant. They even ask you, which title do you need? You choose a title for yourself. The last contract I did, that was what happened at Accent South. They asked me, which title do you need? We give you. When they said that black people are monkeys, I kept thinking for many, many years. But the more you look at it, the more you know they're actually right. Can you tell me, please, I'm asking for a justice. Can you tell me why young people who are graduates will go and sacrifice their lives for 1,000 naira, fighting for people that put them in that same poverty-stricken position? And now 3 of them are dead at Ihiala. I thought we were going to abali at this now, they're dead. And then you're telling me that our brain is normal. I don't deceive myself. I tell myself the truth. That's the only way I can change. Right now, I have not seen anything to lead me to believe otherwise, that we are monkeys and baboons. I'm telling you the truth. Insecurity, voting postponed. Then tomorrow they will announce the result until the Buhari won. We continue with our headlines, please. One person killed, a staff of Daily Trust Unity FM attacked in Jos. Nobody is safe. If they know how they can find me and attack me, they will do so. They are looking at the pedo was leaking money. Please do something. I thought you said you have men on the ground. Do something. They couldn't do anything. Ndiara, one hour, Ndiyoshi. Freedom actualization, Ndiyoshi, kidnappers. One person is killed, a staff of Daily Trust. Everybody's on the run, in Jos. The white man will see all of these things and then tell you that everything went swimmingly well. Tension in Kafanchan over inadequate ballot papers. Are you aware of that? No ballot papers. Are you aware of that? Tension in Kafanchan. No ballot papers. And then BBC is reporting that everything is going well. There is no problem. Everything is fine. Ndiyoshi and Ndiema. They didn't bank on Radio Biafra. We have come to preach the truth. A girl has been beheaded. I'm looking at the picture here from Akwa Ibom. Ritual killing for election. To spill blood. So that one deity from somewhere can deliver victory to me. A girl has been beheaded. No head in Akwa Ibom. This Yoji. Wicked, evil people. The girl's life has been lost. The picture is here. Very, very disturbing. I said the news is not very good this evening. I'm telling you about the mind of black people, how wicked they are. This UG from Africa. Black people from Africa are wicked. Very, very evil and wicked people. I'm proving it to you this night so that you can change. If you're not happy about it, you go and change. You people are evil and wicked. For some of you idiots in Mazob, the same way, you say, some thugs we are following Andy Oba, today three of them are dead. The same way you are walking up and down with your either Okada or Kekena people, suffering for Wazurike, who is driving in an air-conditioned car, and you are busy suffering. You're about to see something. Women are giving birth to babies in the bush as they are running from insurgents. Women giving birth to babies in the bush. I don't know if that sounds familiar for most of our mothers who may have gone through the same thing between 67 and 70. Youth have now set ablaze PDP leader's house. This is a breaking news. Youth have set ablaze PDP leader's house. Youth have set ablaze PDP leader's house. Bauchi ballot papers found in Awka yesterday. Hey, I was a Fulani. God. BBC, are you listening? It went, we congratulate the monkeys and the baboons. It went so well. They were well behaved. Youth set ablaze PDP leader's house. Welcome to the zoo. Secure volatile, I said there is no good headline here, please bear with me. Secure volatile areas before releasing of election results. What you're looking at now is when you go to a restaurant, they call it appetizer. All this death here and there, you know, like the trade this evening is just nothing. The real one is coming. Wait until they announce the result. Oh, but that is Ahuin is a bopu, you see. If you're outside, you'll be killed off immediately. Then you will see an exhibition of the darkness of the soul of a black person. Then you know that black people are evil. This is ordinary election. People contesting to see who will be a better candidate. And they are killing themselves. That was why we said, don't go out to vote. Three people went out to vote today and they are dead. Shot dead. I didn't hear Allah. For your information. Secure volatile areas before you release result. Military battles Boko Haram near Bauchi as this sect have now beheaded 23 today as they are voting. 23 beheaded in Bauchi. European Union observers, are you listening? Are you listening? We said. I'm not sure you are. But we continue. Bauchi is saying that the attacks that they have suffered has no bearing on election results. That is the claim that they make sometimes. I think the best thing for them to do is to go after INEC officials and kill them so that it can impact them direct. When you look at Jega, you will know this man is as incompetent as Jonathan is. Security agents fight as result sheets are missing. These are only headlines, you know, not the real news. It's coming. Or not the news in detail, I should say, because this is the proper news. This is happening in Ekiti State. Two policemen were fighting over money, and people stole the result sheet. My goodness me. Ewo, the Zoological Republic. A place of wild animals. APC members we are seeing protesting in Iguacha. APC members protesting in Iguacha. And also, people are giving us this news, you know, believe you me. INEC office set ablaze in Rivers. In one zoo. In one country created by the white man. These things are happening here in a place called Nigeria. For those who don't know. And they are saying that everything is peaceful and went swimmingly well. And also, to round it up, of course, Army have now sealed Oshimowole's hometown as Dokpesi unleashes troops on electorates. Army are now shooting at ordinary people. And very soon, one army guarding one oga will face another army guarding another oga, and they will then have a shootout. The wild, wild west. There is war now in Owerri. They are shooting in a polling booth in Owerri. There is war going on now in Owerri. We are reporting, it's a breaking news. There is shooting in Owerri going on as we speak. That is why everybody has to listen to radio, because this the only place you can get the correct news. War in Owerri right now, there is shooting going on, please. If you're listening, of course, you'll be listening in your house. You won't be affected. If you have gone out looking for 500 naira to help somebody rig election, by now, you are either injured or dead. As I told you, some of you will die, and you have not disappointed me. Please continue dying. Continue to perish. Ndiara. We said, let's go and get Biafra. Before we said, let's go and get Biafra, Ekwensu Agbachiganyi and brought out towards Rike. Satan. He will do everything to frustrate Biafra. That's his job. Owazurike will do everything within his dark powers to stop Biafra from coming. That's the pact he made with Hausa people. But Chukwuma Biama wants to prove that he's God. And that is why Biafra is going to come. And that is why anything we want to do on IPOB, we do it. Anything we want to do, we accomplish it. Anything at all, we do it. We continue. The news in greater detail. Mr. Habu Zama is the resident electoral commissioner in Yobe. On Sunday, he said INEC has now postponed elections indefinitely in 18 polling units in Gaidam, local government area of the state, due to security challenges. He told newsmen in Damaturu that security challenges in the council area has scared ad hoc staff from going to conduct elections in the affected units on Saturday and on Sunday. Elections could not hold in those areas on Saturday and Sunday due to security challenges. The commission will meet to consider the position of the affected units, the commissioner said. This is from INEC. Mr. BBC and Mrs. BBC, do you understand that in Yobe State, there are areas where elections were not conducted due to Boko Haram activities? Are you saying they should go ahead and declare a winner for the presidential race when some areas did not vote? Because other people may be sleeping. Radio Biafra is not sleeping. Other people may be giving you this wishy-washy news. Atahiru Jega is now speaking. This useless Nigerian news that doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't improve you. It doesn't make you more intelligent. You don't do anything with it. That is why you have no running water. Some of you are without light now as we are speaking. Do you have light? That says no. Why? Because secondary school, they may leave you with a little bit of brain. Once you go into a university, the little you have, they take from you. Why can't you ask a politician? Why is it there is no light when there is current in the high tension going through your village? Why? You can't answer that, can you? Britain, Radio Biafra is on the ground here in Biafra land. We are reporting fact as corroborated by other news agencies. If we get a piece of news, we must allow other people to corroborate it before we run it. We are telling you now that in Yobe State, they are not voting. They are not voting. They are not voting. Are you going to count them in as part of the people? I don't know. They voted. Who knows? Maybe David Cameron will. Who knows? One killed, a staff of Daily Trust Unity FM attacked in Jos. They are dying everywhere. Suspected youths of Anguwan, Rogo, and Zinaria community in Jos North local government area of Plateau State on Sunday attacked a private radio station, Unity FM, and journalists of other electronic media. Reports also said a Daily Trust correspondent was among those attacked when the youths were tracing a People's Democrat PDP party member, let's put it that way, and the PDP governorship campaign to attack it. Then they stumbled upon these journalists and their lives were ruined. One person died in the process. People are hunting down politicians to kill, but they don't know how to articulate their anger. Rather than fighting for PDP or APC, all of you should combine together, both kill both APC politician and PDP one. They are, both of them are your problems. These are the, black people, this UG from Africa. They are dead in Jos also. Everywhere, death and mayhem. So you wouldn't get this news elsewhere. They are sweeping. What we are reporting are news being reported by mainstream media. Everybody is talking about, but they will not give it prominence. Oh, the president is now in Yenagoa with them Mrs. Patience Jonathan. They went to say good morning to the royal father. Is that news? People are dying. There is tension in Kafanchan over inadequate ballot papers. Britain, are you listening? CNN, are you listening to what is happening? Ndioshi. Anyway, it's the black people that are letting you get away with it. Because we don't believe, no black person believes in a black person. That is where somebody walk up to me and, do I look like a wazirika to you? Do I look like a thief to you? Ndioshi. We continue. There is palpable anxiety in Kafanchan, Jama's local government area, over inadequate presidential ballot papers in wards A and B. In ward A, about 8 polling units are yet to get ballot. Even as of today, Sunday, one, no ballot paper. Atahiru Jega, Ndi Awosa, running election. Who told you that before? Before the white man came, what was it that Awosa people were doing? They moved their kata, Awosa Natchira, Fulani Nama. That's what they do. What else? And they do tie and die in Kanu. Some will say granite, or they eat gold, however you look at it. Cola, orgy. What else do they know how to do, I ask you? When you are making an Awosa man, INEC chairman, didn't you know that he will not work? Oh, my goodness me. Tension in Kafanchan over inadequate ballot papers. Accreditation and voting was delayed by over 24 hours from Saturday to Sunday because community members insisted that presidential elections must hold. INEC did not want to conduct presidential election. The villagers said it must hold. And then, where are the papers? No papers, no ballot paper. Welcome to the zoological republic. When I call Nigerians monkeys and baboons, they complain. You are telling the whole world that you are. Look at it here. If you go to work tomorrow, or this is your morning, don't tell them you're a Nigerian. Say you're a Biafran. Even if you're not, if you're Yoruba, tell them you're from Benin Republic, Cotonou. Because it's a shameful thing to say you're a Nigerian. election ritual killing in Akwa Ibom as a girl has been beheaded. A community in Eked local government area of Akwa Ibom state woke up a few days ago to behold the headless corpse of an unidentified girl between the ages of 17 and 25. The police is yet to unravel the mystery surrounding the horror. Residents suggested that the murder may not be unrelated to diabolical politics currently trending in the nation at large. May God have mercy, they said. Is gone. The girl is dead. Why? Because of voting in the zoo called Nigeria. Two pregnant women gave birth to babies in the bush on Sunday morning while fleeing from suspected Boko Haram insurgents that attacked Gunti Gumi village of Al-Kaleri local government area of Bauchi state. An eyewitness, Malam Bala Koroba, told the news agency of Nigeria that the insurgents stormed the village, forcing the residents to take to their heels. Any INEC person there to do voting? INEC, we are you in this local government. What's it called again? Al-Kaleri local government area of Bauchi state. Were you there? These are the people that voted, you know. We want to thank Nigerians. They were well behaved. They were waiting very patiently. And then in Al-Kaleri local government area, was there any vote? The answer is no, because everybody was running from Boko Haram. Mad, insane people. Some youths in Jos local government area of Plateau State on Sunday afternoon set ablaze the home of a PDP chieftain, Adams Alkali, popularly known as Dan London. The house is located at the Angwan Rogo Jos North local government area of Plateau State. However, no life was lost in the incident. He is a politician and his house has been burned down. Mr. Alkali contested the PDP primaries for House of Reps for Jos North, Bassa federal constituencies, but lost. Police could not be reached at press time to confirm the incident, but a witness said the house was razed to ashes. They burnt it down to the ground. Welcome to the zoo. And the man lost, you know. His opponent wasn't even happy. They chased him until they burnt his house down. Mad people. Reminds me of the vagabonds and the vermin we have around here. You know, Wazulike. Secure volatile areas before release of election results. The Christian Association of the Zoo has advised that adequate security measures to be put in place in volatile areas across the zoo before the announcement of election results. Reverend Shuaibu Bie, the Kan chairman, North East Zone, made the suggestion in an interview with news agency of the zoo in Sunday in Bauchi. The cleric said that the measure would help in averting post-election violence, especially in regard to the outcome of the presidential election. A so-called man of God is telling people to post army to people's houses before you announce results. Is that the behavior of a people who are deemed or who could be deemed as being civilized? The answer is a resounding no. That is why I keep calling you monkeys and baboons. Before you release the result of an election, there should be a night of joy and expectation and jubilation for the winners and a night of commiseration for the losers. You deploy the army before you announce election result, and you're telling me you are one country, united, unity and peace and progress and love and the sharing of blood and sharing of money. Mad people. Mad, insane people. We continue. Nigerian troops battled scores of Boko Haram fighters outside the northeastern city of Bauchi on Sunday, according to residents and military sources. But you said, Jonathan said, give us 6 weeks and we eradicate Boko Haram. They'll be over in 6 weeks. But you are battling them in Bauchi. Jonathan, are you listening to us? You are fighting in Bauchi. You are fighting them in Bauchi. As we told you, you cannot defeat them. Unanahan, you don't hear now. Of course you don't. You're a politician in a zoo. What do you know? Soldiers, we are supported by two fighter jets that intercepted militants who were in 20 pickup trucks at Dungulbe village, 7 kilometers from the city, and engaged them in fierce fighting. The fighter jets are pounding the enemy position while ground troops are engaging them, said a military officer in the city, who asked not to be identified in an account supported by residents. There is war going on in Bauchi as we speak, and they are counting votes nearby. Ndiara. The resident electoral commissioner in Bauchi State, Professor Herman Toko, has said that yesterday's attacks on some polling units in Darazo, Kerefi, and Alkaleri towns will have no effect on election results. I don't know if people are following what we are saying here. Somebody came out and said that there was an attack on a polling station. People did not vote. The ballot boxes were destroyed. And he, maybe he's been reading too much from European observers. He said, even though the ballot boxes were destroyed, ballot papers gone, it won't affect the result. Chine is torture. Chukwabi ameko wala chami hofuma. This Yoji. My goodness me. He is a professor, you know. So, professor, the polling stations were attacked according to your own account. You gave to Reuters. It was attacked. And things were... it won't affect the result. Why? Because they've already voted. They've thumbprinted everything and is waiting to declare it. Insane people. As Ekiti State security agents were fighting, result papers were being stolen. Welcome to the zoo. Fights broke out between two policemen and election officers at the local government collation center in Ijero, Ekiti, over form EC8C containing the final result of the presidential election. The security agencies comprising the police, the DSSS, or is it Department of Security or whatever they call it, the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps, the Nigerian Immigration Service. Have mercy. Immigration was there to check for people from Niger. Illegal immigrants from Niger coming to vote. These people are clowns. Immigration was at the polling booth. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, please. Chukwabiam. Immigration was at the polling booth to immigrate those coming to vote. And two officers were fighting. As they were fighting, the INEC officials joined in and the opponents stole the result sheet. By the time they finished fighting, there was no more result sheet. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. I should be professional. But that is the truth. Welcome to the zoo. This zoology. At least sometimes they make me laugh, honestly. This place, it is something else. No wonder Andrew checked out in those days. And they were saying, Andrew, don't check out. Stay here. And I came in another than the neighbor. In Edo North, where Governor Adams Oshimowole of Edo State hails from, he has been under military lockdown. This is somebody contesting election. His house has been surrounded by soldiers. Should I continue? Maybe I need to stop because it's unprofessional to be laughing when you're presenting a very serious news. But it's them that are making... Somebody's contesting election. And he got up in the morning and he saw himself surrounded by army, by soldiers, in a democracy, in Africa. Black, Chineken no nyebare, this UG. Black people. We have one almighty problem, you know. Oshimowole of Edo State is under siege in his house, in a lockdown. He cannot leave his house. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. APC members were protesting in Port Harcourt today, saying there was no vote in River State and calling for cancellation. No vote in River State. It should be cancelled. Thousands of APC party members in Port Harcourt on Sunday, which is today, protested against the handling of the presidential and national assembly elections held yesterday in River State. Heavily armed anti-riot policemen have taken over a portion of the ever-busy Aba Road as the protesters, armed with placards, are marching to the state office of the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, headed by Atahiru Jega, Awosaman, with no brain, of course. And in the same Port Harcourt Igwacha, INEC office, not in Port Harcourt, in Rivers itself, INEC office have now been set ablaze. The independent set Abanyoko is being burnt down, not set ablaze. People don't. This has been burnt, set on fire. The Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, in Emohua local government area has set ablaze, was set ablaze rather, by unknown political thugs. It's been gathered that the building located at Emohua, the council headquarters which houses the electoral body, was on Sunday morning engulfed in fire. The development may not be unconnected with the alleged irregularities, opined, English language in this COG, by the All Progressives Congress APC during Saturday's election. APC felt that the election was rigged. The best thing to do is to burn down INEC office, which they duly did. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. Welcome to the zoo indeed. That concludes our news presentation this very evening. Our headlines before that, and now our lines are open. If any of you here wants to say anything, you are at liberty to do so. But right now, our lines are open, and we will be able to take as many calls as possible. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and Chukwa Biama is here with us. They had a meeting today in the zoo saying no newspaper or television should mention the fact that Biafrans boycotted the elections. They don't want the world to know that the reason why we did not vote was because of Biafra. That was a meeting they had this very evening, and they told us about it. We are live and we are direct, and our lines are open. If you have anything to say, you are at liberty to say it here, or else we shall go to the lines. I have not. I think the barrister spoke very briefly yesterday. Since then, I've not heard from him, which is quite unfair. I wish he could come to us as quickly as possible. Our lines are now opened, and this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and people are calling already. I expect them to. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Commander. My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Nobi.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Emmanuel who? What is your surname? Emmanuel who?
Emmanuel Okoye Nwakoza.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Oh my goodness.
Man.
Your line is not clear. The network. We are in the zoo. The network is bad. Biafra land is still part of the zoo anyway. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, it's better now. Go ahead.
My name is Emmanuel.
Yes.
I myself personally, I start measuring Biafra anywhere I go. There is a project protesting in radio, had a vote, had everything. Then I called that number. That I checked them that I am from Biafra land. Immediately I measured Biafra, they switched off the phone.
Exactly.
They got my phone off.
Yes, that's what they're doing now. They had a meeting this evening. All the journalists in the zoo, all the pressmen, all the broadcasters, they gave them a charge. Do not mention Biafra. If you do, we'll take away your license. So they swore this evening, and we got the news immediately, that they should not mention Biafra, not one word of Biafra. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, I said.
Yes, as I was saying, immediately I called the number, they asked me where am I calling for, and which booth am I voting. I said that I'm not voting, I'm a Biafra, I'm at home. Immediately I mentioned Biafra, they cut off my line.
Of course. We expect them to. We expect them to. They will cut it off.
They cut it off, my commander.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for that. We continue. We must continue. There is a caller on the line. No longer there. We thought they were there. Our Skype line is also open. Please, if you wish to call us, you are at liberty to do so. You can call our Skype line. Our lines are now open. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are in Biafra land, exposing the Zoological Republic to the hearing of the whole world. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Raise your voice, please. Your voice is so low. It's too low. Way too low, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is All well, Imo. I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
A friend of mine introduced me to Radio Biafra FM 97.6, and I'm glad to have been listening to this radio station from Friday evening. I have been following up on events till now. And I am glad that Radio Biafra is on air. It is loud and clear, irrespective of fluctuations from the network.
Yes.
I appreciate the work you're doing. Also, as my other friends have called to appreciate it. My only worry is that not everything reported to you, sir, is perfectly correct. In Enugu, I have listened to callers from Enugu reporting that there were no elections at all. That is not 100%
no,
correct.
That is not what they said. The question was, when you say, people can say, in my street, nobody is voting. Some people went out to go and have a look. They said that the turnout was low. Do you agree with that or not? Or was the turnout high, in your opinion?
In my polling unit, unit 5, from ward 1 to 10, the turnout was great. And they were well paid. But in other places, there were areas that I monitored where the turnout was low significantly. Yes. So I will appreciate it if people report comprehensively as it reflects, irrespective of their zeal for what is going on. I also want to say.
So hold on, please. You're saying that the turnout was great where you are, or across the whole of Enugu. I want to understand this, please.
Not across the length and breadth of Enugu where I am.
Okay.
The turnout was great. Yes, sir.
Okay. In terms of percentage, hold on, please. In terms of percentage, will you say it was 80%, 90%, 95%? How would you quantify it, please?
In as much as I don't have the complete data of the registered voters, but from what I see, the turnout was great, but the truth is that the voting was interrupted by some activities, irregularities. That's true. There were a lot of irregularities here and there. The party agents trying to bribe their way through the electorate, and then some of them were arrested by security agencies. Generally, others stood under the sun for so long and went back home, but the turnout was great.
No, Did they vote? Those that turned back and went back home, did they come back to vote?
Some of them came back to vote, others didn't come.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
I may want to let me say advice that you somehow, to me, this is my personal observation. You somehow sound very angry with every Igbo man or every black man by your usage of those derogatory words like baboon, monkey, zombie. All that and all that you have been, you know, and you tend to generalize it. And if you do generalize it, of course, you include yourself, sir. And you are a very intelligent man, aren't you?
No, I am not until Biafra comes. No, I am not. Only Biafra will vindicate me. If Biafra comes, then I am intelligent. If Biafra doesn't come, I am not.
I would still advise, sir, that in as much as you recognize the fact that you are on air, and the whole world is listening to you. I have listened to callers from various places, points on the planet there, calling in. And I appreciate the fact that you are transmitting via satellite. It's a great work. It must have cost a lot of money. And I want to say that you please will hold back your anger a bit, minimize the usage of those abusive words, which some, I read through Facebook page, some are, many are complaining, sir. your integrity and the integrity of Biafran is what I think Biafran Radio should portray by not using those, let me say, vulgar languages, sir. I will appreciate it personally. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and I welcome your opinion. You're entitled to hold it, and I welcome it wholeheartedly. Even if I disagree with you, I will defend your rights to air it all the same. Thank you very much for calling, and thank you for your observation, which you communicated to the whole world via Radio Biafra this very evening. I am going over to Skype. I don't know who is there, but they will tell us the caller on Skype, your name, and where you are. We are Radio Biafra, of course. Please go ahead. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, please. Good evening. Good evening.
My name is...
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, please.
Yes, good evening. Okay, I have... my name is Innocent Ugochukwu. Can you hear me very well?
I can hear you. There is a delay. Please continue speaking. Continue speaking, please. Do not stop. We can hear you. Continue speaking, please. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Innocent Ugochukwu, calling from United States. Honestly, I would like to say that Radio Biafra has done us proud. Nonetheless, I would start by saying that God in heaven, who sees in the secret and sees in the open and understand what is going on in that land, and as well sees the Satanists, he sees those who call themselves politicians that have caged the souls and the brains of the children of God in order to gain their self-interest. God is seeing them all. And as such, God has as well, I believe, raised Radio Biafra to counter that plight. And I know that he that seated in heaven above is with you. And then I want to say something to, what do you call it, the external and international observers. Without doubt in my heart, the Biafrans did not turn out for this election. Yesterday, I got in touch with...
Hello, can you hear me? We have lost him. Have we lost him? No, we have lost him. That is why we need satellite internet connection. There is no communication infrastructure here that is reliable. That was why the card readers did not work. If card readers cannot work, how can our Skype work? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio
Biafra.
Hello,
director.
Yes, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is calling from Can you hear me?
I cannot hear you very well because the line is very bad. Please try and call us back. I don't know what is happening. Maybe they have also held a meeting saying block that number or make it inaudible for people. Let's try once again to see who's on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Not paying attention is the problem. Not paying attention remains a problem. If we pick your call, please continue speaking immediately. Later on, I'll respond to our dear brother who raised, of course, is quite a very legitimate concern that the whole world is listening. We should not try to be derogatory in how we address our people. But the white man was so derogatory that he put you in chains and took you to America to the plantation to go and cause you again for him for free for 250 years. And today you're still queuing for American visa. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello, director.
Yes, please. Turn your system down.
Hello, director.
I can hear you very well. Please turn your system down. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
This is Jonathan Ipameze from Aba, Abia State.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Sir, I want to comment about the people that said they would block about Biafra's network.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Don't stop. Please go ahead.
Okay. They have power to stop this Biafra's network.
They don't have the power to do so. Nobody can. Only Chukwuma Abiam. Nobody can. Nobody okay. can.
Because I heard that they have a meeting to stop this Biafra network.
Of course. They gave money to Wazirike to send his Masob thugs all over the place to try to locate our station and destroy it. They also held a meeting this evening. The meeting broke up around 4:30 this evening, saying that no radio station, no television station or newspaper should carry the word Biafra. They decided that today. So despite the fact that we boycotted the elections, they want to give the world the impression. They don't want to mention Biafra at the same time as they are mentioning election, because that will send a very clear signal to the whole world that we want to go. And you know them now. It's the British advising them on what to do. And then Jonathan is carrying it out. And people are telling me to vote for Jonathan. You see what we are saying? Jonathan is there and they're holding a meeting saying they shouldn't mention Biafra. And he never asked them to stop such nonsense. Very sad indeed. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Director.
Oh, the great man himself, a man very close and dear to my heart. The man all the way from Los Angeles, Obido Bienu, please go ahead.
I just a humble servant like you and follow the model. I just want to call in. I've been trying all this week, and apparently Biafran and the Biafran land took over the lead.
They did.
Again, my name is Obido Bienu. I'm from Oba, in the Demle local government area of Biafra land. I just want to call in to commend you, Nwachineke Onyozizi, to continue what you're doing. I want to use this privilege to thank all Biafrans all over the world who are supporting this project, not just by calling in and telling you I congratulate your work, because the work you're doing, you're not doing for yourself. You are doing what you're doing to affect all of us who are Biafrans, people who are disenfranchised, people who are being marginalized, people who are being killed for all these years. I've been listening to discussions, different opinions, but I do want to remind Biafrans all over the world that it's been 2,000 years since our Lord Jesus Christ came, or Yeshua. And the first thing he preached about is freedom for mankind. And then after 2,000 years, we are still enslaved. I do want to tell people that are calling in after listening for 2 days or 3 days. Some of them calling to give us advice, and some calling to suggest, some calling to make all kinds of inputs. I do want to let you guys know that it's important, as usually prescribed by your mammies, that you listen for a while before you start giving us your advice or start suggesting for us what we need to do. This project is ongoing, and there are stages to this project. And as such, if you will listen, be a good listener first before you can come in to begin to give all kinds of advice. Again, I hear people picking on what was said, name calling or something like that. I do want to let you know that Ndiwo Sina Ujiakwa Waro Malongwe. Ujiakwa Waro Malongwe. That's the thing. If you are not a monkey, if you are not a baboon, it shouldn't offend you. The most important thing is the gospel that is being preached. the gospel that is being preached. Go to the Bible. You will hear where John called people, you Satan, you snakes. That's the word he was using. You snakes. And, you know, it happens all over. So when people are calling or telling us, you need to tone it down, this has been the problem that we are facing. Problem of when people commit crimes, instead of getting them and, you know, giving them appropriate punishment, somebody will be on the other side begging, please take it easy with them. And that's why we're stuck in where we are today. Director, I didn't want to take all the time, but I just want to call in and tell you that we are still here.
I know.
For people that are in Biafra land, I do encourage you guys, please, it's not by calling in radio or you know, making your voice known to the earth that matters. What matters is your participation in every, in any aspect. We have taken the module from the mother of our Lord Jesus, Yeshua. We have taken that module a long time ago. The module is, if open as you know, mania, stop complaining. God is on top of this movement. Chukwu Abiyama is on top of this movement. And I strongly believe that Biafra is soon to come.
Of course.
I just want to thank you, my brother. Please, thank you so much, Barrister Ma. Thank you. And Uchen Nasiebu, all these individuals that do things that I cannot do. My national coordinator, Mazenwa Neni, all of these guys, my COC, all you guys that are giving more time than I do, because that's what is called service. Martin Chilubedem, all the coordinators here, UN, Ezekwes, all of you guys, you said you should go.
Have we lost him? Have we lost Obidio Bienu from Los Angeles? Have we lost you? I presume we have, because the network is very bad. Welcome to the damnable zoological republic, where nothing works. Nothing works here. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. We are going to the phone line to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead, please. Your name and where you are?
Okay, my name is Uche Nna Emenike. I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. I must commend you, Director, and I say, well done, Director. Well done, Director. Well done, Director. Biafra is very close. Biafra is very close. With what happened on this election, Biafra is very, very close. I want to react.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
I said that the word that you used about, you know, Nigerian this and that. I want to let him know one thing is this. Because if you know that you are not a baboon, you are not a monkey, somebody that make you or somebody that put you into a slave come to give you money to go and vote, and the person is sitting in his house, enjoying, taking 80, and you go and outside and kill yourself. You say that you're not a monkey. You are not a monkey. What makes you a human being is this, the way you reason. You always saying that on radio. The way you reason, your ability to reason. Now, the young man that's saying that this and that you're using, me as a man, me as a human being, I love that word you use, baboon and monkey. Because we are black people, particularly people from Igbo, they are baboons and monkeys. They don't reason well, they don't reason fast, they don't reason anything good. Because when somebody is making a comment and something that is very reasonable, then you sit back and think and reason like a human being and know whether that thing that person is saying is real or not before you come out and, you know, talk or advice and this and that. But what I want to say is this. The young man to understand that reason, the way we reason here in Africa is very, very odd. And the word you use by the reason and the way we think, that won't make you to use that word. And that word is a tutor to the way we behave. So, Director, I must commend you. Thank you very much, and God bless your family, and bless Biafra as a whole. Thank you.
He said, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. I commend you for what you have just said, and also before that, my dear brother, and a man very close and after my own heart, who is obedient, being all the way from Los Angeles. If you know you're not a monkey or a baboon, it shouldn't affect you, only if you are. I don't exclude myself. I don't, until Biafra comes. The way we reason is awful. There are people right now who are about to die. They are MASOP members working for Owazurike, trying to find Radio Biafra transmitting station to destroy it. All the plots they have against me, all their useless posters they're putting up everywhere. I know all about it. Is it going to stop me? The answer is no. It cannot stop me. It can never. But some of you will be killed. You're about to die. Some of you, Unugawu. And when you die, Owazurike and his children are having fun. But Unugawu, some of you are about to die, and you will die. I assure you of that. But your master was looking at collecting money. The 80 million Jonathan gave to him, why didn't he share it with you people? That is why you're baboons and monkeys. You can't reason. Your brain. Three people are dead today at Ihiala. Why are they dead? Why did they die? Because they were as stupid and as foolish as you people. You don't reason. Somebody is saying to me that you are insulting black people. Did I put you in a chain and put you in a ship and take you to America to work for me for nothing for 250 years? The answer is no. The Ocha that took you as slaves, they gave you the name Nigeria, you took it. They told you your proper name is not correct. You need to answer a Christian name, you accepted. They said don't worship Chukwuebem on a Saturday, go to church on Sunday, you agreed. They insulted you and you loved them. And I'm telling you the truth. Why shouldn't you love me? The white man will discriminate against you, deport you, beat you, do everything to you. You still apply for visa to go there. That is what makes you a monkey and a baboon. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, my director, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
I am Ikechukwu Ibe. Yeah, I'm calling from Owerri.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so happy, my director, for what is happening. I say, God bless you.
And I say,
give you long life.
He say, Chukwu Abiyama. Thank you very much.
My Chukwu Abiyama bless you and give you long life.
He say,
may your days be long, my director.
And yours as well.
I've been trying to reach this station. It's been long. I've been following you. It's been long.
Has it?
But I couldn't get through.
You are through today. You are very lucky.
Yeah. I'm very happy. I'm the happiest man. Today is the most happiest day of my life, honestly. And I say, may your good works continue. May this good work continue.
You say?
I never voted, and I will never vote for anybody. I will never vote for anybody here. I say, may this good works and everything you're doing, may it be going on smoothly.
You say?
And Biafra will come to be. Nothing can stop it. It's a fact. It must be. It must be. Beyond the line. And this is my number. You can send me the number of our director here or our coordinator here in a way so I can join the army or join the family. I'm interested in everything. My director, you can note that.
I will note so. I will note your telephone number and somebody will contact you. But my preference will be for you to call what I call the inquiry line. If you contact the inquiry line, then everything will be okay. But I have noted your number down and somebody will call you. Be rest assured.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. If you're coming to us for the very first time, the time now is approximately 26 minutes to 10 p.m. here in Biafra, and the same time, I presume, also in London. and elsewhere, the same number of minutes at the top of the hour. We are live, we are direct, and this is Radio Biafra. I am going to Skype to see if Ugochukwu can conclude what he was saying earlier. I am glad to have him back on Skype. Ugochukwu, can you hear me? Ugochukwu?
Yes, please, I can.
Thank Good you, afternoon. Please. Yes.
I just want to conclude what I was saying. Like I said, these so-called Satanists that have risen, that have enslaved us for quite a long time now, and God is about to set us free, and some people who are hell-bent in helping Satan to enslave us, may God in heaven take them out of the way. That is my prayer. And then to the international communities, I would like them to understand that there were no votes in Biafra land, and there would not be one. We need Biafra, and that is my plight. The reason I consistently make this call is heaven and earth would hear that I played my own part in saying we are not interested in Nigeria. Personally, I am not. And I would suggest, and I am making my own opinion, and I know I'm speaking for many Biafran that may not have the voice or privilege of airing their view that others may understand. We do not want Nigeria. We do not want whatsoever that Nigeria brought alongside with them. They brought us death. They brought us Islamization. They brought us Ogboni fraternity. They brought us evil. And we reject evil completely. Everything that came with Nigeria into Biafra land has to be swept out. We do not want it. And that is my own plight on this platform that God has uniquely raised by itself so that voiceless voices may aid their views. I urge international communities to understand that we do not want Nigerian government in Biafra land. Thank you. I may have so many other things to say, but permit me to stop here. Thank you, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. I do appreciate what you're doing. And to those who are to the Christians, which I am part of it, I want to make this appeal. We have been praying long time. We have consistently prayed. Mr. Nnamdi Kanu made a point that struck me. You said you have fasted, and now you've developed ulcer. So many people, when they hear you talk, they think you are foolish. They think you are not a child of God. But the moment I heard your voice in 2012, I know that you were a child of God. I was the first person that opposed our big brother, Barrister. I was the one that opposed him one of the first day in 2012, if you could remember. My reason was he was not yet baptized in the spirit that was guiding. But now I want to appreciate him because he has been baptized with the spirit of Biafran. And then God, the Chukwu Abiyama in heaven that seated in the pinnacle of power and controls the affairs of mankind, has taken over his soul. And I want to tell whosoever may understand or misunderstand me that God is in charge of what is going on. For us, that the Christians, you call yourself Protestant, you say you are born again, and you believe in rapture, of course the rapture will take place. But you are leaving some people behind. There are people that will fight Antichrist. And we are saying no to Nigeria, and we are saying no to Antichrist. And that is why Biafran Radio is concerned. That is what it is for. Many people may not know that. In Nnamdi Kanu, you may not really know what you are up against, but even when I know, I called you the other time, I said there will be up and down, but at the tail end, God will overcome. I know that there are things that are bound to take place. There are things that are bound to take place. And when those things start happening, you will understand And those who are there will come to understand that God is behind Radio Biafra. There will be rapture, of course. Rapture are for those who are born again, who believe that when you slap to the other side, turn the other cheek and be slapped. But they are staunch children of God. Children of God, the Israelites and the tribe of Jacob. Israelites in Tel Aviv, they are 10 tribes. They are not complete yet. The people who know themselves. And I want to make it clear that the Biafrans are God's children. And will we stand to say no to Satanists? We will stand and say no to Islamization. We will stand and say no to Antichrist. Come what may. We are ready to give the last blood in our veins to see that Islamization of Nigeria, of Biafran land is stopped. Biafrans, time to rise. The Amajiri schools should be wiped off. Those are the places that should bring much attraction, should be concentrated. There are those Alam Amajiri schools, those places that Satan has its headquarters, more concentration should be there because God is with us. May I also add that, may I say this to Nigerian government? We can, those outside, we can, instead, we, all that we got, will get into Biafran radio and to see that our people is not enslaved anymore. We have been slaved for a long time. And time for slavery has come to an end for the Biafran people. Thank you very much, Nnamdi Kanu. Carry on with the program. God bless you.
And God bless you too. May Chukwu Abiama also be your God. Thank you very much. A very wonderful rendition. Thank you very, very much. And brilliantly executed. Thank you. We are going to the front line, please. We are live for those who are joining us for the very first time. This is Radio Biafra. Some ask me to keep repeating this very number, but I will give you a guide, please. The caller on the phone, I must apologize. I have to keep you there for a while, or you can please try and call us back in order to present a kind of preamble, a background to our broadcast this very evening. I will be at liberty to give you once again our news headlines for you to understand what is happening in the Zoological Republic. There is insecurity in the zoo. INEC postpones election indefinitely in parts of Yobe State. So when the white people are telling you election went very well, it's a lie. Even some of them lie as well because of the oil they're getting. They want Buhari to go in so they can get their oil flowing once again. Everybody wants oil. And if Buhari goes in, the oil flows to them. Insecurity, no election in Yobe. How are you going to count the votes over there? We are also reporting today as part of the mayhem in the Zoological Republic that one person has been killed. A staff of Daily Trust and Unity FM are attacked in Jos. An attack against journalists in Jos, very, very despicable, very, very regrettable. Tension in Kafanchan over inadequate ballot papers. These are headlines only. And we also told you earlier about a committee in Eket where they found the headless body of a girl. The wickedness of people in this part of the world is unbelievable. As women are running away from Boko Haram, they are giving birth to children inside the bush. No midwife anywhere in sight. And they are telling you that things are well in the Zoological Republic. Of course it is not. Radio Biafra is live here on the ground in Biafra land. We said there will not be elections and we did not vote. Yesterday, we did not vote. That is why they cannot call elections from the Southeast. Because there is no result to present anywhere. Youth set ablaze PDP leader's house. Youth set ablaze PDP leader's house. Secure volatile areas before you release election results because there is even bound to be more death coming. We also reported that three people accompanying Andy Oba, the senatorial, I think he's the sitting senator, is that correct? They killed three of his men today in Ihiala. Three shot dead. Also in River State, INEC office set on fire. People are protesting, calling for cancellation of the elections. I've told Jonathan what to do. Jonathan, if you're sensible and a statesman, you rise up and say, we are putting an end to this charade and this display of shame. We will form a government of national unity and then reschedule the elections. So we too will have time to operate and get our Biafra, which is what is of keen interest to some of us. Maybe not to the Ifajuna of our time. Ifajuna will do something different. As we always know, Ndiyoshiga will Ndiyoshi, but in the end, Chukwa Biama will set an example with Satan. And that is when Ifajuna will fall. The Ifajuna of our time will come to an end. It will come to an end. It will come to an end. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and Chukwa Biama obviously is God. Also, in Bauchi State, polling stations are being attacked. Polling stations are being attacked in Bauchi State, and the resident electoral commissioner is telling us that it doesn't make any difference. What a whole load of rubbish. Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Isaac Chinonyerem Chioba, calling from Omonyala, Oboshishi. Director, I want to thank you very much for the good work you're doing, despite all these useless and the wicked people. I want to ask something. Why will people tell you not to call these people Zoo and Bamboos? Like today, I was going out today, I saw some people standing somewhere in the name of voting. Are those people not bamboos and monkeys?
They are lower than
people
animals.
That cannot listen to, people that cannot listen to simple instruction, why wouldn't they be bamboos and monkeys? If they don't want to be bamboos and monkeys, why don't they listen to simple instructions? Director, we are tired of Nigeria. We are no longer part of Nigeria. Let the UN hear me, let Nigerians hear me, whatever thing they think they are. We are telling them we are no longer part of this country. We want Biafra, simple and short. So, Director, we are still by your side. We are waiting at your command. Whatever you ask us to do, we are going to do it. Especially me, I called you this morning and I told you that if whatever you ready, just call me, I'll be part of the army of Biafra.
Thank you.
Director, today I was going to somewhere in the town. I saw one poster. And I know he's Wazirike and his voice. That's them. So I saw your name there and what nonsense they wrote. And at the end of the day, they signed it myself. Whatever thing they like, let them do.
They are useless people.
I've just got Garden Park. You know where Garden Park is? After that, they are...
I do, I know.
So there I saw the something. When I saw it, I was mad. But for now, we are still waiting at your command, okay?
There's no problem. That is what... What? This what? Please. People don't know me. You should know me better than that. I love to rise to challenge. What Owazurike is, the Ifajuna, what Ifajuna is trying to do is this. Ifajuna wants us to play the role that Gowon said he would have played before. Gowon said if he knew that Igbo people loved money so much, he would have given money to another person, a rival to Ojukwu, to come out and spoil everything Ojukwu was doing. So we'll end up fighting ourselves and the Zoo will remain intact. Owazurike, being the criminal that he is no different. You know, in this place, people are not civilized. They don't reason very well. So when you have people who are very hungry, if you give them 500 naira, they go and kill themselves as they did today at Ihiala. It is quite easy to raise a mob of people who cannot ask questions. The person sending you, I have a news here, my dear brother, to read out for those of them that are being deceived to go and vote. Even including the touts that are following the idiot called Owazurike. I have a news here for them. And this is what, this is when I call people monkeys and baboons, I have a good reason for that. And here is the proof. A man has been arrested and tortured, detained for overtaking Chime's convoy. I repeat, a man was arrested, he was tortured, he was detained by the man that he voted for. When we tell you, this level of ignorance I cannot count on. Some of you were at the polling station yesterday. After voting for that man, I want you to overtake the man. It has happened to somebody, and I will read the news in full. So you understand that anything we tell you here is gospel. Now I will ask you, it's as simple as that. That is what we want you to do. Precisely what we want you to do. We must continue. We must continue. I'll read this very news so that you hear it. So when we tell you not to vote, you will understand it. Mr. Anthony Okeke, the son of an ex-police officer, has been remanded in prison custody by an Enugu Chief Magistrate Court for driving into the convoy of Governor Sullivan Chima. Okeke, who is a sound engineer, was charged before the court for attempting to kidnap the governor of Enugu State, but the court declined jurisdiction on the matter and remanded him in prison custody. He was arrested by security details of the Enugu State governor for unknowingly breaking into his convoy with his vehicle at about 11:30 p.m. How can he see? It was nighttime on February 22, 2015. However, a human rights organization, Civil Rights Realization and Advancement Network, has demanded for justice in respect of the continued unlawful detention of Mr. Okeke. It was nighttime. Mr. Okeke did not know that the convoy belonged to Chime. He tried to overtake it. And that was all. His life was almost taken. But this is the same governor that he voted for. That's the funniest part of it. So that is why we said that until we have Biafra, restructure it and have institutions that are structurally sound, do not vote. The same person you're voting for today, I want you to go back and call him and say, "Oh, Senator, do you remember me?" You will hear what he will tell you. That was the same senator that three of you today was shot dead for his sake. And the Yoba's men, three today died. Those of you following Owazirike, how many of you are in mortuary now? I ask you. And how about your guy? Where is he? All of you following him, how many of you are in prison? Does he come to look for you? This is a man who cannot bury the dead of Masop. He cannot even bury them. He cannot bury them. He's busy working as an agent, a kidnapper for the Zoological Report. Come on, stop Radio Biafra. Let's see. We are more than you people. If I come against you the way you're coming against me, you will not last for 2 days. I've been warning you, you don't want to listen. If I give the order for you to be killed, you will die within 48 hours. I've been telling you, you don't want to listen. I will give you one keta. You don't want to listen. It will happen to you very soon. We continue. Go and vote, then overtake the governor unknowingly. You'll see what will happen to you. This is Radio Biafra. Our people, one thing about IPOB Radio Biafra is that we are resolute. There is nothing Satan will not try. Because we are fighting for the kingdom of heaven. There is nothing the devil will not try through these people. For 15 years they did nothing. 15 solid nothing. When you're in Zushi, kidnapping, murder, that's all they were doing. Oh, please, buy a passport. You want to be Biafra and do show one on. Radio. We are going to print newspaper. I said when I start my own, you can't survive it. Today, Europa Media, they are running. Awasa Media, I believe in fighting people who are credible. Not people with low credibility or none whatsoever. We are live and we are direct and this is Radio Biafra. Also, because you will die off. What we are doing, you can't do it because God never called you. Satan did. To come and do satanic work, which you're doing very well now, isn't it? but darkness never defeated light. As simple as that.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone.
My name is Chibuzo Okoro, calling you from Ogidi, but I'm from Isiago Town, precisely.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
This evening completed 3 days of constant listening to Radio Tafla, except yesterday from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 p.m.
Yes.
You said Radio Biafra was shut down in 2009. That made me to understand that Radio Biafra had been there. Oh, my God. I did not discover Asia, but I strongly believe in myself it is not yet late. Together, we will be able to achieve this aim, which is the function of Biafra. I listened to PVT FM Oka this morning. They said that the result for Anambra State election, which came after people must have voted today, that is Sunday, 29th March 2015, like you said, at Alo, Chris Ngige did not vote. Also, PVT FM Oka gave that news. Their reason was that Ngige said that I will not vote because total number of accredited electorates was not given. Oh my God, director, Network News Nigeria this morning did not give detail of how election was conducted in Biafra land. They said that President Jonathan voted at Otoike in Bayelsa and advised Nigerians to have patience with INEC in their new innovation. They now said that the rest of elections will be conducted today. Listen to me, director. Imo State is one of the places in Biafra land Network News Nigeria said that election was free and fair. Can you imagine this kind of lie even to the entire world? I linked you on Thursday night. Ask some questions. I'm glad you clarified me. I must let you know that I am very happy because of what you are doing now. Please, I urge you to keep it up. With you and Almighty God by our side, Biafra will soon be restored. Please, I want to make an appeal. This is it. Third day, I am listening to Radio Biafra. Everything you are saying is true. I do understand that. But for some Biafrans, it will take them some time to understand. Just bear with such people. They may be like some of us that doesn't know much about Biafra, even though that is our fatherland. Reason. Nobody talks about Biafra before now in my area, except through this medium of broadcast. Continue with what you are doing. It will enlighten us. Oh. But the problem is that I was in Ifeanyi until Wednesday night. Before then, I can't get this Radio Biafra. That means that not all Biafrans are listening. I pray that God will help us to launch the transmitters at least in 200 parts of Biafra land. I did not vote. I didn't even plan to vote because it was scheduled to vote on Saturday. Likewise, every other person that is worshiping with us. You gave us another strong reason not to vote. Almighty God will protect you. Don't even worry about that. Thank God you know the truth and decide to speak the truth to the entire world. In fact, I am very happy, especially the truth of observing the Sabbath day. You just reminded the world. I pray that in no long time, our people will understand. We will regain Biafra. By that time, all of us will turn back to the creator of the whole universe. And whether Satan likes it or not, Biafra must observe the Sabbath day so that God's promises will turn, will come on all of us. Just be stronger. God is with you. The enemies will do nothing. Because you are with the God of Sabbath. I can assure you that Almighty God protect you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. And we are live and direct and well-spoken as well. People today have been speaking very, very well, and I welcome that. I welcome honest and truthful people. I do not lie. And I'm Atwasi. I will speak the truth here. I took an oath to speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences. It doesn't matter to me what Pope John Paul II thinks about it. Chukwu Abiyama said we worship him on a Saturday. Worshipping Chukwu Abiyama on a Sunday is against the will of God. If you don't like it, please go to Exodus chapter 20, beginning to read from verse 1. It's all there for you to see. Not at all. I said, when you call Radio Biafra, turn your system down or I will turn you off. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, good evening, sir.
Good evening, your name and where you are. Please go ahead, turn your system down. Please turn it down.
Yes, director, my system is down. I'm talking to you directly from my Skype.
Thank you, go ahead.
Okay, good evening, my people of Biafra. My name is Ezekun Dodole. I'm calling from London. I'm from Idato in Imo State, Biafra land. Director, my reason for calling you this evening is to tell you, maybe I'm sure you must have seen it, but the news on BBC website is that despite all obstacles, international observers have said that the election in Nigeria has gone well. Rightly so, as you predicted.
Exactly the same words you know, I told you.
I saw it, but I couldn't help but have a very big laugh. This is a concerted effort. This is deliberate, and this is this is a tactic. They plan to silence us, and by not mentioning our name, they don't know that what they're doing is to strengthen our resolve. You have said it time without number. Even if it takes 1,000 years, we will be around to make sure that Biafra comes. And what I want to tell anybody, I mean our people that are listening today, it doesn't take, we are not in a hurry. If you are in a hurry, go and do your buying and selling. This is a lifetime project. If it takes us 1 week, 2 weeks to get Biafra, so be it. But we are in it for a very long haul. Whatever you are doing, know that you are never part of Nigeria. I have listened to, since yesterday, I have listened to more than 7 news channels. None, even a single one of them mentioned the name of Biafra. But they will go to the north, they will talk about, even people, some of the images I saw in the video was flies and goats. They are more, that is how important they are to than you are. But what we are doing is to make sure we liberate our people. People are suffering. If you go to the north, they have everything. Hello?
We are listening. Please go ahead. I can hear you. If I can't, I will tell you. Please go ahead. Okay. I don't interrupt.
If you go to any part of the north, you will see a standard or international class airport. But when we come to the east of Biafra land, what you see is something like a motor park that they call airport. Our people have no any infrastructure. Yesterday, I traveled from London on my way to Nottingham to London. There was a construction on the way. By the time we finished what we are doing in London, the demonstration and come back, that bridge was completed. So for the past 10 years or 20 years, I don't know how long, they've been telling you they're going to build second Niger Bridge for you. Have they done it? The answer is no. Our people should wake up and learn. You have been suffering. You have been suffering. Wazirike and his colleagues have come and done the damage. But it is our responsibility now to make sure that that damage is not a long-term damage. We can do something. And what we are doing is to come up together, listen to Radio Biafra, accept the message and digest the message to know that what this platform is doing is giving you a voice, is giving you an opportunity for your voice to be heard. And when once everybody stand up and say enough is enough, there's nothing anyone can do. Absolute nothing. You are the most feared people in West Africa, in the whole world. The black Africans. When I mean the black Africans, the indigenous people of Biafra, because Afsa man is nothing. They are cowards. Terrorists, they take children and blow children up. That is what they do. They will put children head and chop it off. So why do you want to be in the same country with these people? Or do you think that when they, maybe tomorrow, if they conquer you, if they let Buhari will come and feel sorry for you? A general that fought you in the Biafran army, Biafran war, and killed all of you, killed your children, bomb schools, bomb hospitals, bomb marketplaces, and rape our women. You think he'll come tomorrow and feel sorry for you? You better wake up. You better wake up and think about what is happening to you. We don't care whether they vote or we don't vote. What we want is Biafra. And it doesn't matter, again, how long it takes. Whether 1,000 years, whether 500 years, we must continue doing Biafra. So if they're ignoring us, it will not last long. It took Mandela 27 years to gain his freedom. 27 good years. He was consistent. They offered him everything on earth for him to accept. He did not negotiate anything. He wants the freedom of his people. And today, everybody, the whole international world is recognizing him. So do not be despair. Do not be downcasted. Continue what you're doing. We shall get the result. Thank you, Director, and have a very good evening.
Thank you very much, and good evening to you as well. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live with Direct. That was a caller from London, where yesterday they traveled, or they went, or they protested in front of the Prime Minister's building or flat, as the case may be, number 10 Downing Street in London, and also handed in a petition. We are live and we are direct. As we reported earlier, three people dead at Ihiala. As I told you, most of you will see Friday, but by Sunday you'll be dead. Your families will buy you coffins and caskets, and the same thing is happening. And not too far from me here, I think there's a place where they sell coffin. You know, their kingdom come. It's close. Yeah, it's very close. So, and that, but anytime you call them, they open for you. They sell to you. This is Radio Biafra. If you want to go and die, go and vote. Everywhere there is death, there is mayhem, and we are reporting the truth. I told you what the white people will say after the election. If you go to BBC website now, you will see verbatim exactly what I told you. Although there were isolated incidents of late arrival and problem with voters, overall, the whole exercise went very well. Exactly those words on BBC. Predictable. I can tell you what they will say in 2019. I can tell you now what they will say in 2019. Because then Buhari will be running for the second time. And then after that, he'll go to the North Central. After North Central, then North East. It will stay in Awasa land for the next 32 years. 32 years. The presidency of the zoo. And then, by then, most of these vultures will be dead anyway. They'll be gone by then. Mad people. Onyemaechi, you do something, you don't think ahead. It's only next 4 years. Kamrie Dachiuzo, people without honor. The caller on the phone, hello, can you hear me? Good evening, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Enyeri Beruchenna.
Thank you very much.
I reside in Enugu.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. Director, I want to thank you for the good work you're doing on Radio Biafra. Actually, I succeeded in getting my PVC, but when I started hearing and listening to Radio Biafra, that was on last December, precisely on the 27th of December last year. So it was then that I threw away my PVC, deciding that I must keep to the order that you issued on the air. And since then, I've been inciting and the Radio Biafra on some of my friends. So since then, some of them have started calling me Radio Biafra, and as a name. And I'm not bothered about that. So, and yesterday, we were indoors. I even told my family members to stay indoors, that we are Biafrans and not Nigerians. They can only go out to vote when Biafra is conducting election. And yesterday, the successful then went out to be indoors. So, and that's where I want to there's something I want to, in fact, I as long as I started listening to some conversations going on the air. And I wish to bring up this idea of Owazurike, because almost every time on air I hear about Owazurike did this and Owazurike did that. And Director, please, if my opinion can be accepted, is there nothing that can be done to bring this problem of Owazurike to an end? And that is my number one question. And secondly, I want to ask Director.
Yes.
If there is any number or any, I want to know if I can get involved in the membership of IPOB here in Enugu. Then if there is any contact, I would like to have that because I would wish to belong.
Yes, get a pen and paper. Get a pen and paper. And who is our Enugu coordinator, please? The telephone number for Enugu coordinator, if you may, please.
Sorry, unfortunately, I don't have that paper here with me.
You don't have one with you? Okay, okay. I will keep announcing it until you find pen and paper. I will keep announcing it. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. There is something called provocation. We are waiting for the Ifajuna of our time to provoke us. And once they provoke us, then we can go after them. The same way we struck the zoo the time they least expected it. The same way that we struck them the time they least. He's a very foolish man. The reason why we are saying it is for the world to know. Is for the world to know. Is for humanity to know what is happening here. Is for humanity to know. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue our work because Chukwu Abiama is our God. Chukwu Abiama is our God. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line to see who is there. On Skype, at least. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, hello, Director. Are you speaking to me?
Yes, I am speaking to you. Yes, I am.
I can hear you, Director.
Go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Tochukwu Onu. I'm calling you from Exeter in the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. Actually, I've been trying to call you for a very long time. Since today, I've been calling over 100 times. So I'm very happy that I've got through because the message I've got to give Director is very, very important. Actually happened yesterday, and I thought I would call in that yesterday to give the message, but I tried and tried and tried and tried. Unfortunately, I couldn't get through. But I'm very happy that I got through this evening. Thank you. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
First of all, let me say that, again, you know, what you're doing for us is amazing. This is what Messiah has come to, a place where there is none, and this is what they do. They come there and they serve as a rescuer of the people. And this is why I think you are covered, because the amount of people that are praying for you, the amount of people that are saying good words about you, don't think that Chukwu Abiama is deaf. He's not. He is alive and he's hearing what people are saying. And that's why they are saying that you are invisible. I just pray that Chukwu Abiama will keep making you invincible to the enemy. All the blessings you need, may he continue to provide for you. Now let me go back to what happened happened yesterday. Yesterday when you gave the number of the CNN for us to get in touch with them and give them an update of what's happening in Biafra land, I immediately caught that number and I called them straight away. Funny enough, you know, I called these guys and followed through with their procedure. But obviously they kept me on a hold for, I wouldn't lie to you, Director, almost 30 minutes I was on hold.
Yes.
Obviously they thought I was calling straight from, you know, back home where it's very expensive to make the because yeah. I was calling from the United Kingdom. I had to wait. I had to wait and wait and wait and wait. I kept holding on because I knew that this message is very important and it must be preached. And not only preached, it must be preached correctly. The world must know what is happening. We cannot be called to agree with the Yoruba propaganda media saying that, you know, we had elections, because we didn't. You know, there were people on ground, they were confirming every day, so we couldn't be coward. So I had to wait to get through to them. Luckily for me, after about like 30-35 minutes, director, I got through, and the lady picked up the call. And immediately I sort of introduced myself and, you know, said, I'm calling as a Biafran because I want you to know what's happening in Biafra land. She became a bit rash. She became very rude. She actually almost swore on the phone to me, director. But I told her, I said, listen, you see, the reason why I came online is to make sure that you guys report what is happening, because from what I'm seeing from your network, you are not reporting the right thing. I said, there is no election going on in Biafra land. And you people must know that every avenue where information would get to you for you to update, you must be willing to accept it. I said, there is a report saying that there is no election going on in Biafra. I'm putting your information to say that elections are going on smoothly. At that point, the woman became very aggressive, and she was like, I don't need to hear what you're saying. We have our men on ground. We're doing this. We're doing that. I was like, well, you have a few men on ground in Abuja and probably Lagos. You don't have any man on ground in Biafra land, and this is the news coming from the people that there is no election going on in Biafra land. And the woman was rash. Actually, the woman cut me off, but I had to call back again. She was very sick and tired of hearing my voice, director. Basically, what happened at the end of the day, I said to her, listen, you can deceive a certain amount of people every time, but you cannot deceive everybody every time. I said, listen, if you want to know what the information...
Have we lost him? Have we lost him? Our network, it can be very bad from here. Exactly. We have lost him indeed. This is Radio Biafra Live, and people went to vote at a place called Okafa. Do you know the place? Is it near Jibowu? It's not. I know Jibowu. That's where you enter luxurious bus to come back to Biafra land. There's a place called Okafa. Do you know what happened there? As they were about to bring out the ballot box, and the flood came, took both INEC officer, the ballot box, ballot paper, everybody. Flood came inside polling booth. Ido imri, bukwa ma INEC, ma akwukwo mi ihe niile. Very sad indeed. You know, Kafa, I don't know if CNN was there to tell you about smooth elections. Mad, mad deceivers and liars. I don't know why some of you are afraid. I'm not afraid. I don't know why you should be. If they like, let everything... Ojukwu said it nearly 47 years ago. There is no force on earth that will defeat Biafra. Some of you didn't... You know, we have this thing about instant gratification. We want instant results there and then. Ojukwu said on Wednesday morning, no force can defeat Biafra. At the end of January 1970, we had surrendered. Or they said no victor, no vanquish. Or Philip Effiong gave the instruments of surrender to Obasanjo or whoever it was. In the Bible, a prophet in Israel told the Israelites that you will be conquered and scattered all over the earth. And one day, Chukwu Abiyama will collect all of you back together and put you in the land he gave to your ancestors. Do you know how long it took? 2,000 years. From the sacking of the temple of Solomon by the Babylonians, more than that actually, more than 2,000 years it took, to 1948 when Israel came back. Things happen every 40 years or thereabout. They're wandering in the wild. 40 is very key, the key four market days. There is something magical about four, north, south, east, and west, very key. It's been nearly 40-something years, Ojukwu said that. That was meant for this year, 2015. Ojukwu was Moses. He was telling you what is to come before that thing happens. He was referring to 2015, the year of the double blood moon, of course. Happened last year, 2015. to kick us off and will end this year. We will no longer see the blood moon in our lifetime. Our children may not even see it again. There is something divine about the coming of Biafra. That is why I tell you, don't be afraid. The whole zoo, they are looking for radio. Everybody, they want to destroy it. Everybody. Why? Because we speak the truth. Are they not monkeys and baboons? Of course they are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, you're back. Our caller from Exeter in England, you're back to us.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's correct. I'm happy I got through to you again, director.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me quickly continue, because I know that the network back home can be very dramatic. So I had to get through to CNN and I left them with a message. I said to them, if you want information, if you want the real news, please tune in to Radio Biafra. I had to make sure that I had to leave them with that message. So I think it has sunk into them, because I've been following some online forum today, and they are wondering what's happening with CNN. Why are they not reporting information regarding the elections? So I think they got the message, and I hope they did, because it must sound to them that we cannot be cowered into believing the nonsense that they've been feeding us for years and years. You know, again, I believe what you said, director, that Biafra is a spirit, because it takes over you, that you just have to, you know, act as a Biafran, you know. So I had to leave one with that message. Okay, onto today. Today I was watching a television network in the zoo, by name Channels Television, and director, you don't believe that amongst some of the video clips that they were showing was that of three governors in the eastern region, in Biafra and Biafra region, three governors that were all saying that there was no election. It started with Obiano. Obiano was saying in that video that he was at the polling booth at 4 o'clock in the evening, and he said that there was no even table. There was no table from INEC. There was nothing there that could show that there was an election even planned or something like that. And again, Theodorji as well from Abia State, you know, was saying that there was no election happening in his state. And it was just amazing, because
this was on television. This was on television, you're saying, is that correct? This was on TV, you're saying, on Channels TV.
Absolutely, Channels Television, yes, director. If you want me, I can find the link again, although they kept on broadcasting it. So, but I messaged you, I said, is it possible for you to extract that clip so that you can show people as evidence that there was no elections? These are people who are supposed to be the topmost people in each state. And three of them were saying that there was no election. And that, you know, whichever one that those people are coming up with, that's not the election. So, director, I know that the message you are propagating is a message of truth. And I just pray Chukwu Abiam that it should look. I know we've messed up. If every day I look around, you know, the Igbos, I see that we have messed up. Is enough for God to be angry on us? And you are correct by saying that He sent darkness to us. I 100% agree, including myself. So when someone is complaining that you call them a monkey or a baboon, I'm just like, are you stupid? Is it because you've not seen the other side of civility? Don't you know that you are living in pure darkness? If you're not told, don't you know? You know? So I just pray that God in His mercy, Chukwu Abiam, will look down on us and have mercy, because, you know, this is enough for Him to just condemn us and say, you know what? Suffer the consequences. I don't understand the fact that you've brought yourself out, you know, you have your family, you've taken looking at yourself, you know, out of all these things that are earthly, and you've brought yourself out as a servant, and then you have people who are seated in their corners because of monetary gains, are thinking of sabotaging the struggle. This is just unthinkable, director. This is pure evil. What a caller before was saying about a poster or something like that. I saw it, but I was like, what kind of nonsense are these people fed up? Are these people fed up, you know? Can't they use their sense to say that, yes, I have the money, but what about the people around me? What about my community? Why must the black man keep on living as fools? Why must we continue living as imbeciles in this world? You know? And sometimes I just have to agree that the white man looked at us and said, these people are monkeys. I personally believe that even saying that we are monkeys is an understatement. It's an insult to the monkeys. Because every of our actions depicts nothing less than an animal with no common sense at all, with no sense of reasoning, not to mention critical reasoning. I it pains me, director, but I know that God is your strength. Chukwu Abiyama is your strength. You know, you must please bear with us. Forget all this nonsense that these people are doing. Forget about it. Just know that when you come out to lead a people in a different light that they are used to, this is what you will get. They will try and blackmail you. If that does not succeed, they will try and kidnap you. If that does not succeed, just to shut you up. Because they know that they are dwelling in filth. They know that they are dwelling in evil. Director, please, well done. I can just pray that God will bless you and keep you for us, please. In life, you gain life. In blessings, you will gain blessing. In everything, I don't know. But director, you are a hero. You're a hero to so many people. Just know it. Ignore the people that are trying to come up with some common flag. You are a hero. You are, director. Because I've not seen anything like this.
Thank you. The whole world has to shake. Even CNN had to listen to common sense, to reason, and to truth. There was no election here. As somebody said yesterday, we called for a boycott, sitting down. Imagine what we can do when we stand up. Osogaban. They want me to order this army to go to work prematurely. I won't do that. Imequensu Satan. I remember Yahweh Heshuwat saying to Satan, go behind me. He could have destroyed the snake, isn't it, that came to tempt him. Is that correct? He could have stamped on the head of the snake to kill the serpent. He just told the prince to go behind me because I want you to be alive whilst I redeem mankind. So you can see me shed my blood on the cross of Calvary. Some of you don't know the word of God. But I thank you, because we do know here on Radio Biafra. Somebody is just confirming right now that the news from Channels Television is actually correct. Is your name here? No. He's saying what the caller said about Channel TV is true. They saw it there. No election. No election. When people call and say that they voted, it's because their relative is contesting. Is that correct? One nigga walking on one nigga one. Now, don't because of that, you go out to vote. It's only natural. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you very well, sir. A director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Please. I'm greeting, sir. God bless you.
And you too.
You can see what people are telling you. And now we are strongly behind you. My name is Lemchi Ifrem Ugo Chikanjo Lemchi.
Yes.
I'm speaking from Enugu, although I'm a native of Imo. So now, director, keep on your work. People are listening, people are watching, people are hearing you, and now you are doing a great work. God sent you to do. I can just remind you, there's one adage, our man, the first president of Biafra, Ojukwu, said, when we are with him, at the meeting here in Enugu some time before he died. He said that we have the Igbo, where Igbo be Igbo. There are the people that are Igbo, and there are people that are Igbo be Igbo. Those that are castigating you, they are Igbos. Those that are praising you now, they are Igbo be Igbo. Just keep on your work, doing what you are doing, and God sent you to give us what you want. Biafra, we are Biafra, and we are the people of Jews. Don't be afraid, we are with you. Don't be afraid, you see people from all over the world, Biafra, we are strongly behind you.
Thank you.
When the time comes, we will do whatever we will do and whatever you ask us to do and have our country, Biafra. Because God created us and gave us our own country that, in fact, all things that are good, God gave us all everything for us to be good. But some people neglected it. Some people are pursuing things that is not good. Alpha people, those that are rejected us, those that are even didn't have any regard. Even in the, when I was listening last time, we are just talking about the Quran. You see things that they listed. Even they neglected us. Even they didn't even regard us as people, as somebody. While we are people that God created in His own image. So, my dear director, don't mind what those that are Igbos are talking. And listen for those that are Igbo people, as Ojukwu said it. In fact, I am happy and I'm grateful. In fact, since yesterday, I got you on phone. I talked to you, a little yesterday. But now I am happy and I'm grateful talking to you now. So keep on your work. God has blessed you. I'm not saying that God will bless you. God has already blessed you.
People,
in fact, if you see how Biafrans now, even in Biafran land, as I'm talking to you, people are praising you. I keep on listening every day since Radio Biafra started, since you started this thing. I've been on listening to the radio. And in fact, I'm seeing what people are saying in different countries now. And you have made people to know what you didn't know. Even my very self. From this very radio now, I've known things which I did not know even before. So, my dear, keep it on. We are strongly behind you. We are waiting. Even since you said yesterday, I'm happy. You said let outer people call Buhari as the president. And you call Jonathan as the president of Biafra. People are happy in that very talk because he's now people are those that are saying that you heard Jonathan, you heard Jonathan. So that thing you said yesterday, some people have known that yes, you really you have the regard at Jonathan. That some certain things he has been doing which you heard, and that's why you are saying all these things. So, my dear director, let me just stop so far. Keep on, keep on, keep on. God bless you. God bless you.
And you
will live long. And we too, with the advance that are supporting you, who will live long. I've been telling my people that, yes, we will live longer more than what we live in Nigeria. We will live longer in Biafra. more than what we live in Nigeria. So, my dear, keep it on. Keep it on. You are blessed. Not that you will be blessed, but you are blessed already.
Thank you very much. He said, things are happening. They said that things are okay here, according to EU, according to BBC, according to everybody, that there is a polling station where they are counting votes with light from Keke Napep. There is no, it's here now. Are you like, come look at the picture here. They are counting election, at least the Associated Press. Today, I have regard for them. Do you know the news we read earlier about the killing of somebody? We said four people with one legislature in a place called Gadakuku or whatever they call it. Do you know how many people they were killed? 41. I told you, some of you will be alive on Friday night. By Sunday morning, an hour after you say jail, you know. 41 people killed. Boko Haram said to them, I thought we told you not to vote. 41 slaughtered. 41. I'm very glad that the governors from the South, the thieving governors from the South, at least they confirmed that there was no vote, at least. Please find me that link on Channels TV and post it everywhere so that the world can see that we called for people not to vote and they did not vote. Simple as that. Even the governors, we are saying it. Boko Haram extremists have now killed 41 more people, including a legislator, and scared hundreds of people away from polling stations in the Northeast. But millions voted across the zoo in most. So, if in the Northeast they didn't vote, in the Southeast they didn't vote, where are the millions voting now? Oh, God, these people. Amazing. Amazing. We are unstoppable. A person Abambane is wasting your time. Chukwu Abiam asked us to come. I remember one of our brothers one day saying, any day you change from the way you people preach this gospel, I will find you myself and kill you. You are even too soft. Harden the message even more. If you're upset that you are a monkey, you go and become a human being. That's what we are doing. That's all. To get you to become a human being. That is all we are doing. That is all we are trying to get all of you to understand, to realize. Apart from Ifajuna. Nobody can love Ifajuna in their life. Are you mad? Ifajuna was a traitor. Ifajuna now is a traitor. Simple as that. In case you're wondering, there is nothing a human being can do to stop us. Jonathan is using soldiers in Imo State. Why is the civilian in dictator intimidating? There are soldiers now in Imo State as Chadian troops are liberating them from Boko Haram. But do you people remember when I told you about that the only time you see Nigerian soldiers strong is when they meet civilians? Did I tell you that before? Now they are around polling station, soldier coming to shoot. They have had how many years now to fight Boko Haram? 4 years they couldn't defeat Boko Haram. But when it comes to polling station, if you move, I move you. Nigerian soldier against an unarmed civilian, they are the best at intimidation. Mad people. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, my name is Chimezie Silas from Aba.
Thank you
I'm
very much.
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Please go ahead.
Okay, I'm watching TVC News this evening. They said that there is no election in Rivers State in Ward 15. And also, in part of North, there are no elections there. TVC News is telecasting it. They are discussing it right away. Then, even in Aba here, in Aba local government central, there is no any news of any elections. There are mopos, police, and all kinds of things. They carried all armor tanks everywhere. So, that proves that there is no election in those areas. I'm calling right from Omonkama Road. So I'm watching it in TVC News.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Yes, please.
I'm still watching it in order to release, to give you the latest update. But the issue is that the number that I'm trying to reach you is so difficult for me to reach. So I'm finding it so difficult. But I believe that by the help of Chukwu Abioma, that everything will be possible to reach you and give you the latest information.
I have seen your number. Once you call, I'll take your call. I've seen your number now. It's 090 ends with 963. Once you call, I'll take your call.
Okay, thank you. Then yesterday I called BBC. They said that they have confirmed the information that in part of Biafra land there was no election. In part of Biafra land, they saw it and they have received the information that they are receiving many text messages and information from Eastern Zone. Even the even some of the local government people that try to vote, they even fought over there yesterday towards the evening time when they are using torch light in order to count their election. The people that voted, even in Omaha, there was no election. People are complaining. Some of my friends that I called over there, they said that there is no election, that nobody voted. So I'm happy that we are moving forward in order to grab the victory over these insurgents that are happening in our city. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Do you know why Africa is poor? Do you know why black people are backwards? When we are abroad, we do security work, we clean the floor, we wipe the street, we look after old white people. Do you know why Chukwu Abioma is dealing with black people? Because you people love lies, Okwasi. You love to lie. Lying can only earn you damnation. I have a news here from Ekomog. Is it Ekowas? Ekomog. You know, they sent them to come and do observation. Hey, African people, Africa. And Allah, well, I can't come near here again. Oh, God forbid, Satan. Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and the African Union, they have filed in their own report. They said they have described Nigeria's presidential and parliamentary elections held on Saturday as transparent, successful, and credible. Both groups, led by former presidents of Ghana and Liberia, Mr. John Kufuor and Mr. Amos Sawyer, said that the process so far meets basic criteria and standards for democratic elections in the region and around the world, despite initial hiccups encountered. Exactly what I told you. A black person cannot see the truth and say that this is the truth. They cannot see evil and condemn it. These are the things happening in some of our villages today. Evil. Even good men are afraid to speak out. And evil has taken over. Ihojo Amobai Benin. Anytime we see evil, we go against it head on. Very soon we will declare war on Owasurike and we will kill him. I say it now live on air. I told the zoo we will stop elections in Biafra land and we did. I'm telling you now what we are going to do so you have it in mind. Have it in mind. His death is very, very close. Very, very close, Makadiga Mama. Somebody said before in London that we have to fight a war in Biafra land before we go and meet our enemies. And I agree completely. That war is about to start. Very, very shortly you hear about it. And mind you, this is Radio Biafra. Anything we say comes to pass. You must understand that. Very clearly. Some of you following was looking, you are going to die. And he won't be there to save you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And humanity is listening. The time here now is 10:45 PM. The same time in London and everywhere else. 15 minutes to the top of the hour. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on
Skype. Yeah, director, good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Chigozie Chukulobe. I'm calling from Mozambique.
From Mozambique. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my director, first of all, I want to greet you I want to say that you are the Ojukwu of our time. I've tried several times to reach you, but I couldn't. Yeah, I'm very, very happy today to get to you, my director, because every time when you speak, the kingdom collapses. The kingdom of Zoology, Zoological Republic, always collapses.
Of course it will.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's not everybody that have the courage to do what you are doing. But I'm only praying to Chukwu Abiyama that all your effort will never be in vain.
You see,
and as many as
all our working, effort, please. All our as, hold on, hold on. I need to correct you. All our
effort.
Uh-huh, that's better. All our effort, please.
Yes, all our effort, both home and abroad, worldwide, will never be in vain.
You see,
because when you even us here in Mozambique, even us now in Mozambique here now. I cannot tell you what you are passing through here. When you go all and every part of the world, it's all Igbo boys, our youth. We scatter all over the world. The Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram, enjoying our oil from our fatherland. So, when you say that some people are monkey and baboos, and someone went to correct, well, I called many people, I told them, what are you voting for? What is the essence of voting? The ones you vote for, what do you benefit from it?
Nothing.
And you want to sell your birthright. You want to sell another 4 years of your birthright. They give you one cup of rice, one tin of oil, and you went to go and vote. Do you know the value of that 4 years? What is the essence of voting? See, don't understand it because. Many people don't understand it because when I'm telling you the honestly speaking, when I started listening to the Lady of Biafra, I have known many things that I didn't know. If you are not, I'm saying this to all my brothers around the world. If you are not listening to Lady of Biafra, you are still living in the dark because the Lady of Biafra have opened my eyes. It made me even to go to YouTube to search so many things that I didn't know that he exist. Now I can boast with it. So the Lady of Biafra have opened my eyes. I know what I didn't know before. So my director, I just want to urge you to move ahead. No matter what, nothing good comes so easily.
That is true.
You understand?
That is very true.
So, and I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will be your guidance.
Yes,
anybody
sir.
That will plan against you, whatever that person will plan, it will go back to that person sevenfold. Yes. All of us will live to see the goodness of God upon the land of the living, not upon the land of the dead. So all your effort, no matter what, they might be castigating you. You know that.
And who
the sweetness of the battle is that some people will refuse. Not everybody will agree to what you are doing. Yes, that is the another benefit of that. Yes, so let us just further ahead. So my director, once again, I will say good evening to you. And I also like to, if you can connect me to the coordinator of here in Mozambique, because there are some of us that are trying to form ourselves together here. But last time, I think yesterday, someone come from Mozambique here. But if you can connect us to that coordinator here, so that any amount of you can be contributing, you understand? So that we'll be helping ourselves out one way or the other.
Thank you very much. We shall do so. Thank you very, very much. We will do so. Thank you for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, or former trying to get through. I want to speak to a member of the Directorate of State, even its head as well, Mazi Uchenna-Siebu, cannot get through to us. The lines are congested. They are saying that Biafra land has taken over. Biafra land has taken over, of course, and rightfully so, because we are here. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Not paying attention. That is exactly what we are saying. I think they may have found a clip where there is now confirmation unequivocally that there were no elections in Biafra land. They have just sent me the link. They have just sent me the link. I believe that this is the correct link. I am still waiting and watching to see when any of the baboons will show up. The people that you call Governor Ndiushi. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I believe it's Oforma. Oforma, can you hear me? The world is listening. As soon as you can, please confirm yourself where you are and proceed to speak. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, good evening and good morning from here. It's a Monday morning here. My name is Chukwudi Oforma. I'm calling from Australia. Director, I want to say thanks to Chukwudi Abiyama and the victory is ours. Director, I will just make my point very straight. Director, this is a typical another example for those of us who have not really understand what is going on with our Biafran restoration project. Nobody will carry our media, our information, except us. And this is another typical, if you recall, last year, 30th of May, they didn't carry it at all. This time around, it's choking them on the throat, and they're trying everything possible means not to mention that name, Biafra, because if they mention it on their knees, they will fall down to their knees. And it's our duty. You know, things motivate us. There are things that motivate me. When you say you can't, that's when I say I can. So my suggestion is, Director, we have grown so much. We need a journalist. Biafran journalist. 3, 4, 5, how many of them that can be writing things for us and will be publishing it? And we will have as many websites as possible. And we need to raise funds to buy more FM transmitter, relay. If you have witnessed, we understand that we did very well where those areas that we have a FM transmitter. And we need to double our effort. We are trying, but everybody need to box up and then put more effort. If you are giving a 10%, I say give 60%. With the little we had, see how much we have done with it. Just within a short period. Imagine if we have everything that in our disposal, what do you think would have happened? Not a single person will come out to vote. If it is a referendum, Director, we have won. I recall last time, Imam Mezu, both of you, we argue about if referendum is held, whether Biafra will say yes or not.
Overwhelmingly,
this is a typical example
99.9%.
If referendum, if it is a referendum, we have won. And some people say, oh, people vote. Yes, people come out and vote. What is the percentage? If the percentage is 30 against 70, 71. You can't stop everyone from not coming out to vote. But the important thing is, people didn't come out and vote, and we won. But the next move now is to push forward our media. Because media is the key. Media is the power. And you talked about printing. Director, we need to speed it up.
Yes, we'll finalize it tomorrow. Then Wazirika
is
buried. Wazirika wanted, he will die within the same week. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, journalist, we need a journalist. Please, Director, announce it. Biafrans, who can write things for us? We need it like this election. We need to be writing our report and sending it out, and the people go to the website and read it. But we can't do that because we haven't really have a good journalist to do all those things for us. We have grown. We need to show the world that we can carry our own news. And those who are hoping to hear it in BBC, Al Jazeera, continue living in a fantasy world until you realize that everybody hates you. They don't want you to be free. Only then you will come out and help yourself and do everything possible and say, yes, I can. If you said I cannot, I can, I will be free. And then you do something, nobody will stop you.
Thank you very much. And somebody is even volunteering that they have a journalist at Enugu. What we are going to do from tomorrow, we are going to go to our universities. We have young graduates who are who read Mass, is it Mass Communication? Masscom. We are going to employ them and we'll pay them. Biafra's IPOB all over the world to report for us. Both TV, we are going to destroy the devil. Both TV and radio, we are going to, if you know anybody who is very good and fearless, a seeker of the truth, please, of course, we give them training and orientation. They go into the field, we will pay them to go and report all over Biafra land what is happening and beyond. There was a prophet in 2009 that said he was in a dream and we became bigger and the biggest and the best broadcasting house in the world. And I have no doubt about it. We are growing exponentially, that is true, because we speak the truth. And Chukwu Abiyama is with us. So what you said is absolutely fine. If you know anybody who is credible, if you have a son or a daughter who can do journalism, we will school them. Don't worry, because IPOB is untouchable. I can tell you that for sure. Then we will employ them, we will pay them, and they will go into the field and report. When they are reporting, the whole world will be hearing what we are saying. To hell with CNN and BBC. Chineke Bokwahoku. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it reminds me again to the special arena director. Nothing, Biafra is greater than all of them. That Radio Biafra. Oh my God. If there is a way they can display it in the big screen, you will be proud of what we have done and what we are doing. So long we stick to the truth and expose the evil. They are the one running away. Director, yes, again, I know it costs money. We don't have money. We have to rely on our people. Please, it will not cost us much. Although there is a levy for the satellite, I'm just encouraging everyone, let us levy ourselves again and get more FM. Until when we are ready, we mount our AM station. Please, so that this message will go as far as possible. And then we start spreading a pamphlet, if it is a church, everywhere, distributing it without fear or favor of anybody. Nobody will touch anybody. They bleed. That's why I was telling somebody, the Sami everywhere, Sami bleed. They are human beings. They don't have two heads. If they see an armed robbery, they run away because armed robbery has a gun. They only intimidate the civilians because they have no gun with them. So if we have our own gun and they have their own gun, they will run away. Nobody wants to die for the zoo. But we want to die.
Former, please, there is a breaking news. There's a breaking news, please. Douglas Road, there is a boy shot dead. Douglas Road, I'm looking at the picture now. Douglas Road, another person down. As I told them, if you come out to vote, some of you were alive on Friday. Listen to Radio Biafra. By Sunday, you'll be dead. There is one now lying on the road. Douglas Road, one is down, dead, there right now. Oh, my God in heaven. This is terrible. Please go ahead. Former, go ahead. This one is dead, you know, worry. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so we need to come out and then spread the message, spread the pamphlet, buy more FM relay station. Very, very important. Very, very important. And then we need to find a way to have a power pack to sustain it. It's a huge project, but we can do it. Is a Biafrans all over the world.
IPOB.
We spend much more money on things. We can do it. We can do it. If it is in the millions, we can. But if it is a few hundreds, then it becomes difficult. I'm pleading to every Biafrans. We have seen what we have done. Everything we said we are going to do, we have done it. Director, there is something that came up to my mind. Do you promise us to really tell us what happened with our transmitter? And the world are still waiting for that lengthy information. People are just saying, we promised this. We didn't deliver last year. So we need to let them exactly understand what really went behind the scene. They give you a sword and then send down the rain upon you. They chase you. You are running. They went to the other junction. Say, why are you running away? So we need to actually explain to our people that we are the devil of ourselves. It's we that is holding ourselves down. So for those living in ignorance to understand that actually they are the ones that are causing their own downfall. They are the ones that are holding themselves down. So that people, those who started to reason in, because some of us have started to reason in, that we actually understand the reason behind it. And when such people approach them in the future, they will say, get behind me, you are the evil ones. You are the people that are causing, preventing us from not getting what we want. Director, this my pleading this evening, and I will encourage you. I don't even need to encourage you, because rather you are the one that will be encouraging me to be doing what I'm doing. Chukwabiam is with you. Nothing will happen. Everything must surely come, because he said his kingdom will come. And if he find us favor, that we are the people that will deliver it for him. And I believe he will be with us. And he will be with us, and we will deliver his kingdom, this on earth. And we will dedicate it to him, so the world will know once more again. There is a Chukwuebiama, and he is the creator of heaven and earth.
Thank you very much. A former, one of our principal financiers and benefactor, all the way from Canberra in Australia. For them, it is their Monday morning. We are still here in Sunday. They are in fact, it's Monday afternoon in Australia right now. Somebody wrote here, and I love what they have written. Please, what's your name? I can't see your name here. In fact, EU, AU, ECOWAS, and other election observers should just shut up and observe. Results of observations are made known at the end of a process. The election is still continuing, even till tomorrow. So they just have to shut up and observe instead of contradicting themselves. Oh, Quara Christian, thank you very much. Well written. I couldn't have written it any better at all. Once we find the link, we send it to you. There are callers listening, not callers, Biafrans, hardcore, genuine, listening in Mozambique. We now have the national coordinator of Mozambique's number to give to you. His name is Uche Iwuchukwu. As I said before, we are in 88 countries and counting. Uche Iwuchukwu is our Mozambique coordinator. His telephone number is +2 58 82 45 18 760. Only for Biafrans in Mozambique, please. Not for, is there any topic for gossip now, Google? There's no more, no raining gossip. There's no current raining gossip now. Okay. So if they call him, they can't tell him anything again. Is that correct? Yeah, but we need to try and raise a topic they can gossip over. The coordinator for Mozambique is Uche Iwuchukwu. Telephone number +2 58 82 45 18 760. +2 58 82 45 18 760. Uche Iwuchukwu is one of us in Mozambique, our national coordinator. Everywhere in the world, we are there. I don't think Wazirike knows that. Do you know that at all? Which means, Wazirike, you can never travel out of the zoo again. You are in perpetual exile inside the zoo. You can never travel again. If you like, try tomorrow morning. You're a thief. You are attempting cheap local, Emmanuel, local job, Indiana, whoever, local job, cheap blackmail, and why? We must continue. We are Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Chukwuebiama is our God. Chukwuebiama is God. We continue. Douglas Road, if you have somebody missing, you know, where Douglas Road, go and pick up the cops. They're lying there, dead. Because they did not listen. Unfortunately, they did not listen. Everywhere there is chaos, there is mayhem. People are dying. They are perishing. The news is too much. Way too much. And we have to continue tomorrow morning as well. We thank you for having joined us, having listened. Mazu Chen Nasiebu is our head of Directorate of State. Those that run this very effort on a daily basis at our embassy in Victoria in Spain. He couldn't even get through. We must find a way for him to try and get through. Mazi Asiebu. Uchenna Wugo. Thank you very much. He said he would donate one laptop to any journalist who comes up. Donate one laptop to any, you know, once we make it open. Journalists come. We want to, you know, Biafra, we have class and we have taste, unlike the zoo. We need fearless, decent journalists, and we will equip you to go and work for your country. Anything we can give you, we will give you. And IPO be all over the world. I promise Taba will clean them up this very year, no matter what. So prepare yourselves wherever you are. We have to go and clean up Aba. We will mobilize. I'm not going to tell them what we're going to do. Before Wazirike will go to a newspaper and write that they have done it already in Diushi. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we're there. People say, why do you mention it? Because it's Satan. When you go to church, don't you say Holy Ghost fire said to Satan every day? Every day you're going to say, every day you say that. This is the Ekwensu we are seeing right now. Ekwensu. We know what we are doing. At the end, he will fall. Just clipping his wings before he falls. Can I travel from Abatu over as a city? Of course you can travel, but not this night, please. Because on the right, on the left, is all much worry. Don't go by this time, please, I beg you. If you want to travel from Owerri to Aba, you travel tomorrow morning, please. Please, please, please. Don't travel by this time. They are everywhere. And your jaw, Ubunabali. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, I must thank each and every one of you for making this very effort what it is. You are the people fighting for Biafra. We are only here to pilot the affairs. That's all we do here. You have made Biafra proud. Even BBC, according to our brother, has now, or they have now, because I have to be grammatically correct, they have now come to the realization that there was no voting in Biafra land. They have conspired not to mention Biafra. That is their business. We build our own. We build our own. And that is exactly what we are going to do. Therefore, Biafra is our religion. If you never knew this before, here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless each and every, and I don't hate you for your information. If we don't love you, we won't be here. We only want you to change and reason for the better, so that Biafra will not be like the zoo when it comes. That is why we are doing what we are doing. We just want you to reason in a particular way, so that when a politician messes up in Biafra land, you remove the idiot, not minding if it's your father, your mother, your uncle, your sister, your aunt. Not minding. So we are doing two things at the same time. To raise consciousness, awareness, educate, inform, and at the same time get our freedom. So once we get into Biafra, we cannot be like the animals in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That is all we are doing here. We don't despise, of course, apart from the Satan, the Fajun of our time, the hotel builder. It was really came. This is Radio Biafra. We'll be back again in the morning. From me, from here, this very period, this precise moment, it is good evening.
Be your throne. before.